Out to the 46, first down play, screen left to the wide receiver, at sideline, 40-yard line, in the open field, 30, it's a foot race, 20, broke a tackle, 10, 55, goal line, touchdown, Moorhead State!
It's time for Moorhead State University football on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU football broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Giovanni's, MSU, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, the Kentucky Lottery, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Healy Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Kickoff is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
Goal line leap and catch. Touchdown, Moorhead State.
After stepping out of conference play last week, the Moorhead State Football Eagles are back in PFL action this afternoon. Last Saturday, MSU dropped a 42-0 decision to Tarleton State. Today, it's the University of San Diego, a team that has been one of the premier PFL programs, but has been rocked by allegations of hazing under first-year coach Brandon Moore. San Diego lost a heartbreaker 25-20 to Drake last week. The Torero scored with 42 seconds remaining and looked like he had won the game. However, Drake marched down the field and on the game's final play scored a touchdown for the victory. The loss secured the first losing season for USD since 2010. The Toreros are 1-6 overall, 1-3 in conference action. Entering today, MSU is 3-4 overall, 2-2 in the PFL. Hello again, everyone. I'm Jason Blanton, along with Tom Lewis. We'll have all the action of today's action. This series has been lopsided, with USD winning all 15 matchups thus far, dating back to 2005. In 2022, San Diego beat Moorhead here at Jane Stadium 14-9. But today could be the day for MSU. Up next in our pregame show, we'll have a player of profile with offensive lineman Jackson Spears, and we'll talk with Eagle coach Rob Tenure. That's coming up here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Moorhead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
We know you'd rather not be listening to an ad, but if you have to, a mini ad is better. Maybe even a Pepsi mini ad. Still all the flavor of the full-size thing, just minier. Pepsi Minis. That's what I like.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has a new, better flavor. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner of the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Well, Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Network coverage of Morehead State at San Diego. Our player profile this week is sophomore offensive lineman Jackson Spears. Tell us a little bit, Jackson, of how you got to Morehead State.
So I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. Kind of just was hitting the recruiting process. Came on a visit out here. Saw the campus, talked to the coaches, just really liked it here. So I was like, I wanted to make this my home for the next 4 years.
You've been pretty versatile in this year, especially because you've had to go from guard to center. And, of course, you know, you anytime you're a lineman, if you can play more than one position, it has to be a plus.
Yeah, I came in first 2 years I played, because this is my fourth year because of the COVID year and all that stuff. So first 2 years played center, and then I went to guard last year and played guard this year. And I'm good with doing whatever the coaches need. I just want to be out there playing with my guys. So,
if you take a look at your offensive line, you've got some good young players. I mean, you know, they're not a senior on this starting offensive line.
Yeah, that's what I like, because so I'm the left guard. My left tackle, we've played together the last 2 years. And then we have a transfer right guard who just came in from another school. He's really good. And we have a young center and a young tackle. And I think this year, going to keep building, growing on what we got. Next 2 years, we could be really good up front.
You've hit a road stretch as a schedule, Valparaiso, Texas, and now San Diego. It's a hard part of the schedule. How do you do that and balance your studies?
It's really hard. It's a lot of late nights, a lot of early mornings. Just try to take advantage of all the time you have, honestly, in between meetings and between practice.
People don't realize just how much time it does take. It's almost like a full-time job.
Yes, definitely.
Tell us a little bit what you as a scout report on San Diego.
Up front, we're just going to work on what we've been doing all year. Honestly, they seem to be a run-stopping team, so we're just going to try to work together, get the move for the run game, and then give our quarterback, Carter Cravens, enough time, CC, enough time to make plays like he's had all year. So
you all have done that pretty well, and you've taken care of the football for the most part, and that has to be a good thing if you're an offensive lineman, is you can protect them and keep them off the turf.
Yes, sir.
What would be one thing that if people were asking about Jackson Spears, and what kind of hobbies do you have?
I do a lot of different things. I'm like a jack of all trades, honestly. I'm outside a lot. I also watch a lot of movies. I do magic. I'm a magician pretty much, so I do a lot of magic tricks.
That's good. That's good.
I have a pet cat and a pet lizard too. So
a cat and a lizard in the same place.
Yep.
All right. Well, Jackson, we appreciate you jumping on and being our interview, our player spotlight. I know it was a little difficult to track you down, and you had to work it out in your schedule. We appreciate that. Appreciate good luck against San Diego and the rest of the year.
All right. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
We'll have more after this. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Moorhead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Network coverage of Moorhead State at San Diego on this Saturday afternoon. Rob Tenyer, head football coach at Moorhead State, has joined us now. And, Coach, this is the end of a long road stretch for your Eagles.
Yeah, three straight weeks on the road, two flights, and three different states. So it's just today it's college football today. And but we're looking forward to it. I've had a great trip out here, and this is a huge challenge for us, as always. And the theme for this game for us is a legacy game. This is for our current players, our current program, and we're going to try and do something that we've never done here at Moorhead State, and that's to beat San Diego today.
Last week, and then Tarleton State, you mentioned going in, they're a fully funded scholarship program, and you could tell a little bit about their depth. I know we have some depth, but we don't have the depth they had.
Yeah, and, you know, for us, you know, we're a little beat up. You know, you get to this point in the season at our level, even though we got great depth, we got a lot of guys picked up and banged up. And, you know, let's face it, we played a good football team too. Very talented, we just didn't play good football. Although I was proud of the way we played from an effort standpoint, and I was happy to see our defense continue to compete. 8 years ago, that game probably would have been 63-0. And so we've gained a lot of confidence from that game, and hopefully we can put it towards a great fight and great victory today.
You mentioned San Diego a while ago. They went through a coaching change, and it seems like in college football, anytime you go through a coaching change, that first year is kind of rough, and San Diego is finding it kind of rough this year.
Well, you know, they've had some off-the-field issues. I'm not real sure what all that is. I don't think anybody will ever really know. But, I think they're trying. I'm looking at their depth chart and how much it changed each week. And they got a lot of different players playing. And so they're going through some stuff, I think. And new staff, new coaches, new scheme. And so that's the, you know, that's what we're preparing for. And I had a great week of preparation and looking forward to watching my team compete today.
They lost a heartbreaker last week. Thought they'd won it with 42 seconds left, and then Drake showed what Drake's about. They went down the field and hit a Hail Mary as time expired.
Yeah. And it was just, you know, your typical kind of PFL game. I mean, that's what you see. You know, it's kind of like our Valpo game a few weeks ago. That's just part of it. You're going to have to play in those type of games. You're going to have last second, opportunities to win games, to lose games. You're going to be overtime games. You're going to have to come from behind. It's just college football, and that's what makes it so great.
Their quarterback went down last week. They put in a freshman, but he had started the first three games of the season. What do you see on film about him?
Well, you know, again, I'm not trying to figure everything out, but obviously there's a reason that he started early in the year. And, he played in those early games, and he played a little bit here last week. And so, you know, just more importantly, just trying to figure out, what their identity is, what their philosophy is, and, you know, trying to prepare to stop them on defense. And that's really been our focus.
One of the wide receivers, Real Mitchell, is also, they've been playing him a lot at the Wildcat, or last week they played him a lot in the Wildcat situation. He is a real athlete.
Yeah, we anticipate a heavy dose of that. You know, he did that at our place last year as well. Tremendous athlete, really good football player, can do a lot of things well. So, Drake did a pretty good job. Last week, they load the box, when he was in the game because he ran most of the time. And, you know, we'll probably do the same thing, trying to force him to throw the football if that's the case. And gives us our best chance to win the game.
They also have a wide receiver, Jasim Reed. He's one of the top receivers in the league.
Yeah, two top receivers going at it today, you know, on Mr. Reed from USD and then Ryan Up from Morehead State. So going to be a huge matchup, and we'll see who's the better guy after the game.
Defensively, what do you see out of the Toreros?
Really sound. You know, they make it easy. They don't do a lot of stuff. And I think they do a really good job disguising their coverages. And, you know, depending on who's playing up front today, I think they're one of the most talented defensive lines in the PFL.
What would a win do for your program?
Well, it'd get us to 500 and have a winning record in the PFL and hopefully an opportunity to finish playing some really good football. We got four games left, and that's a lot of football left. So, good teams improve this time of year, and that's what I'm trying to evaluate today as we move forward. And this is a huge game just because of that.
Coach, good luck this afternoon at San Diego, and guess what? We get to come home next week. We got homecoming next weekend.
That's right. It'll be nice and cold.
So, good luck, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Jason.
Okay, Rob Tenyer, head coach of Morehead State. Back with more after this. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Line X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Morehead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMorehead.com.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Morehead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday.
Hardee's two for $5 mix and match breakfast make goodness into your morning. Pick any two handcrafted favorites for only $5. Choose a made from scratch biscuit stacked with sausage and egg, biscuit and gravy, or a country fried steak biscuit. With Hardee's two for $5 mix and match breakfast, you get double the breakfast goodness for just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only, tax not included. Price and participation may vary.
Back at Morehead State, coverage of Morehead State football. I'm Jason Blanton along with Tom Lewis. Morehead State 3-4 on the season, 2-2 in the PFL, taking on San Diego, 1-6 overall, 1-3 in league action. Rob Tenyer is the head coach of Morehead State in his 11th year, 46-70 overall. He's 0-7 against USD. While it's been a trying first year for Brandon Moore, his first year as the coach of University of San Diego, he's 1-6 on the season. He has not played Morehead State. He was the He was a 2022 AFCA Division II Coach of the Year for the Football Power Colorado School of the Mines. He was a member of the Oklahoma National Championship team in 2001, and of course he played for Bob Stoops, who was head coach of Oklahoma, played in the NFL, trying to turn things around as they take on Morehead State this afternoon. Morehead State's averaging 21.5 points per game, USD 21.7. Points allowed, USD's giving up 30.4 points per game, while Morehead State giving up 29.1. Total offense per game, Morehead State's giving up 336.7 yards, USD 331 yards per outing. Morehead State's allowing 216 yards passing, 203 rushing, for a total defense of 419.3. Turnover margin, Morehead State's minus one, USD is plus six. And Morehead State last week didn't have the football a lot. Tarleton State kept the football away from Morehead State. Morehead State needs to take care of the football and see what happens, because there are three games left for Morehead State. Next week, homecoming Butler on November 11th, home against Davidson before closing out on the road November 18th at Presbyterian. For USD, they're going to try to right the ship today against Morehead State. November 4th, they're at Presbyterian. St. Thomas will be the guest of San Diego on November 11th, and November 18th, they'll travel to Stetson. As we mentioned in the open, the series, all USD. USD 15, Morehead State nothing. Games in San Diego. Morehead State is 0-9. Games in Morehead, Morehead State is 0-6. The first matchup in the series was back in 2015. San Diego beat Morehead State 47-40. Last year, of course, Morehead State lost 14-9 here at Jane Stadium. We'll come back with the starting lineups and much more pregame activity after this break. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
Back on the pregame show, Morehead State visiting San Diego this afternoon. Taking a look at the PFL scoreboard, it is St. Thomas over Marys, 49-14 with 4 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Two finals already decided this afternoon. Up in Indianapolis, it was Butler beating Valpo 17-7 and Drake over Stetson 33-7. Besides our game, later tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, Presbyterian will be at Davidson. San Diego has struggled sometimes this season. They're 1-6 on the season, 1-3 in the PFL. And let's take a look at their starting lineup. Here's Tom Lewis.
All right, thanks, Jason. We'll start with the big guys up front. The left tackle is Mark Mahoney. Mahoney, pretty good size boy. Taking a look at his numbers, he is a 6'6", 261-pound redshirt junior from San Diego, California. Next to him at left guard is Trey Price. Price is a 6'6", 300-pounder, a grad student from Woodland, California. The center, Michael Talavo. He's 6'2", 290, a sophomore from Long Beach, California. On the right side, the guard, Jack D'Ambra. D'Ambra is a 6'3", 290-pound sophomore from Wildomar, California. And the right tackle is Evans Bowling, a 6'6", 235-pound junior from El Paso, Texas. Looking at the skill position players, the tight end is Liam McHale. McHale is 6'6", 245, a grad student from Buchanan, New York, so a good-sized tight end up front as well. The quarterback today will be Dom Nankiel. Nankiel is a freshman, a 6-foot, 160-pounder from Chula Vista, California. Running back, Isaiah Williams, and he really does carry the bulk of the work in the run game for the Toreros. He's a 6'2", 220-pound senior from San Diego. The fullback, Brett Bostad. Bostad is a 6-foot, 240-pound grad student from Kennedale, Texas. One of the wide receivers is Rial Mitchell. Mitchell is a 6-foot, 210-pound redshirt senior from Eastvale, California. And the other wideout, Jasim Reed. He is the leading receiver for the Torero Ball Club. He's a 6'2", 230-pound junior from Thousand Oaks, California. Now with a look at Morehead State starting offense, here's Jay.
All right, thank you, Tom. Morehead State on the season, coming into this game off the loss, they'll start at left tackle. They redid their whole up front. The whole offensive line has been redone for today's game. Left tackle, Torben Eakins. Eakins on the season, let's see, he is 6'5", 290, redshirt sophomore from New Oxford, Pennsylvania. The left guard this afternoon, Xavier Orta. Orta, 6'3", 305, redshirt junior from Dallas, Texas. The center, Jackson Spears, our player profile of the game, 6'2", 286, sophomore from Plainfield, Indiana. On the right side, the right guard, Corey Schaefer, 6'3", 335, junior from Harper's Ferry, West Virginia. And your right tackle, Logan Wong, 6'5", 300-pound junior from Monte, California. Your wide receivers, Xavier Rawls, 6'2", 205, sophomore. You're also a wide receiver, Ryan Up, 5'10", 175, and a junior from Leesburg, Virginia. Trevin Klein, 6 foot, 185, junior from Broken Arrow, Ohio, is a wide receiver. Kyle Daly, 5'10", 186, senior from Sparkville, New York, is a wide receiver. Your running back, James Lewis, 5'8", 185, and a junior from Hillside, New Jersey. He'll be backed up by Chance Harris, 5'11", 180, junior from North Tazewell, Virginia. Your quarterback this afternoon, Carter Craven, 6'2", 195, and a redshirt sophomore from Cypress, Texas. He's 124 of 239, 1,739 yards on the season, 5 interceptions, 12 touchdowns, averaging 284 yards per game. And also, when Morehead State puts a tight end in, it'll be Harrison Cohen, 6 foot, 205, redshirt junior from Fort Mills, South Carolina. Morehead State in San Diego hooking up this afternoon. A big game for the Morehead State Eagles. We'll come back with more after this break here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. The famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
While we have time, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Football Action here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're listening to Morehead State University football on the flagship station of Eagle Athletics, WIVY Morehead and WMST Mount Sterling.
Big week for Morehead State. Homecoming coming up on Saturday. Of course, activities all week long. The Boo Bash Monday at the A-Duck. Then on Tuesday is Say Boo to Drugs, 6 to 8 Main Street here in Morehead. On Wednesday, it'll be Brew and Gold at the Sawstone Brewing Company. Thursday, you have the Chamber Luncheon at noon, followed by the parade at 6 o'clock. On Friday, the thing that I really enjoy about homecoming was the brick ceremony as people come in to honor those employees who have passed away. Volleyball also in action at noon on Friday. The kickoff reception Friday night at 5 o'clock. And then on Saturday, a whole bunch of activities. And it'll be football as Morehead State kicks off at 2 o'clock. Morehead State facing San Diego. San Diego in the white pants, blue jerseys with the white numbers. Morehead State in the blue pants, white jerseys, and the blue numbers. Tom Lewis, what do you think is going to be the key to this win?
I think this is a very intriguing matchup. I think the fact that San Diego has won all 15 of the previous meetings doesn't mean a whole lot today. Obviously, it'd be great to finally get that win against this program, but this is a San Diego team that has struggled this year, only 1-6, and the last two meetings between these teams have been very, very competitive ball games. Last year, the Eagles, as close as they've ever been against the Toreros, losing 14-9. The year before, lost at San Diego 10-3. But if you'll recall in that game, the Eagles had a late touchdown that was wiped out. And it appeared that there was a catch in the end zone. Defensive back stripped the ball away. On review, you could see that the defensive back was out of bounds before he had possession, but was ruled an interception, and that pretty much sealed the deal for the Toreros there. But MSU's come oh so close the last 2 years. I have a good feeling about today, and I'll knock on some wood, but I really think this could be an excellent football game.
And we hear music. Corrales, Lehman will kick off for San Diego. The ball at the 35. Ryan Up, one of the returners for Morehead State. He's on the left side. And once we get situated, I think it's Daly on the right side.
Beautiful day in San Diego. Temperatures around the 70-degree mark. Plenty of sunshine. It's actually warmer in Morehead than it is San Diego right now.
San Diego kickoff left to right from our viewing angle. And there's the kick. High kick. Taken by Up at the 3, to the 5, to the 10, to the 15, cuts to the right side, to the 20, to the 25, and goes out of bounds at about the 30-yard line. Morehead State has excellent field possession to start this game. They mark him at the 31, and Morehead State will have the football. 27 yards on the return by Up, and the Eagles offense will come out and try to get this game underway. Haven't scored. Did not score last week, so they haven't scored in a game, a full game. Cravens from the shotgun with a back to his right. Drops back, going long. The first one, it's over the head of Up, incomplete. This game features two of the best receivers in the PFL, Ryan Up and also San Diego's Jasim Reed. And now we have a penalty on San Diego. Pass interference. That's a big play to start this game out. And it'll be first and 10 for Morehead State.
Eagles obviously will take that. I didn't see a lot of contact if it was involving Up as he made his way down the field.
First and 10 from the 46-yard line. Cravens across the middle to up across the 50, across midfield to the San Diego 49-yard line.
Linebacker Garrett Carney there to make the ankle tackle.
A short pass, second and 5 from the USD 49.
Eagles going with a little bit of tempo here.
Two wideouts to the right, one to the left, one back. They go to the right side, and it's caught, but it's dropped right at the line.
Gone and give him 1 yard, but it was good coverage out on the edge by the San Diego cornerback to that side. Kyle Daly with the catch.
It'll be third and five at the USD 49. No gain on the play. From the shotgun, Cravens with two wideouts to the right, one to the left. The tight end also on the left side. Chance Harris, the running back, Lewis, the running back. He goes in motion to the far side. Cravens drops over the middle, throws it, almost picked off. It'll be incomplete.
A little bit of pressure on that play applied by Giovanni Iovino, 6'1 linebacker coming up the middle and rushed Cravens' timing a little bit. This is a Torero's defense that has been successful getting pressure on opposing quarterbacks, 14 sacks through 7 games.
Man of last week, almost our player of the game, Warren, who punted 11 times to tie a school record. There's the snap. It's a high kick taken by a fair catch at the 11-yard line. Warren averaging 39.6 yards per kick. Gets one there for 38, and San Diego take over first and 10 from their own 11. 13:33 left to play here in the opening quarter. San Diego's first possession of this contest.
Not a good start for Morehead State. Thought with that initial pass interference penalty on USD that the Eagles might get some momentum going, but then came up pretty much empty from that point on.
Wideouts to each side. Wing to the right. Man comes in motion from the far side. Now he'll stop at the slot position. A handoff. Cuts back. Gets up to about the 14-15-yard line. Williams, Isaiah Williams with the carry. Gets two. And I'll bring up second and 8.
Williams, a transfer from Utah State. He has half of his team's rushing attempts and 500 of USD's 695 rushing yards on the season.
Just went off to the right side, tried to get outside. Morehead State did a nice job. Luke Bauer made the tackle for Morehead State. Three wideouts to the left. Williams to the left of the quarterback. Long count. They give it to Williams again off the right side. Breaks the tackle. Up to the 20, to the 23, up to the 24-yard line. First down for USD. It'll be first down and 10 at the 24 after the gain of 11 yards. Tackle Caleb Lines for Morehead State.
Eagles actually did a pretty good job tracking laterally on that play, Jay, but just one hole right there in the middle was enough to spring Williams to pick up some good yardage.
Wideouts to both sides. One back. Morehead State goes with the four-man defensive front. From the left hash, that's going to be the wide receiver who runs their wildcat. He's across the 35 or 25. That's Real Mitchell. He runs their wildcat and comes in and tries to gain yardage in a key play. He gains 2 yards. And they'll bring up second and 8 from the USD 26. Clock rolling. 11:44 left to play here in the first quarter. No score.
The issue with Matt Mitchell running the wildcat is he hasn't tried a single pass attempt all year. So
when
he's there, he's going to run the football.
Backs to each side. Two wideouts left, one wideout right. Four-man defensive front right in the middle of the field. Play action. They go across. Almost picked off, but it's caught at the 40, 45, 50. Knocked out of bounds. Great catch by Nankiel to Josh Haverly. And that'll be a gain of 26 yards and a first down in Morehead State territory. Mm-hmm. Almost picked off, but then almost a touchdown.
Yeah, it was Caleb Lyons in coverage. And I can't blame Caleb for going for the football. It looked like he had a legitimate shot to pick it off. But once he did and sold out going for the INT, he didn't have a whole lot of help that circled over in time to keep that from becoming a pretty big game.
Cooper Krizik credited with the tackle. Nankiel with a back to the left and a back to the right. Two wideouts left, one wideout right. Morehead State bringing the rush. Fake. Drive. The keel drive. And it's intercepted at the 30-yard line. Interception this time around. Let's see who got it because we were kind of blocked out. And it'll be a turnover.
Jihad McCall.
Yep, McCall is credited with the interception, and Morehead State gets the game's first turnover, and we'll have Morehead State with football, first and 10 from Morehead State 32, and we return 13 minutes left to play in this first half, or first quarter. Morehead State nothing, San Diego nothing, here on the Eagle Sports Network.
There's just something about home, whether it's getting home at the end of the day, being greeted by your dog or kids, or sitting on the front porch visiting with friends and neighbors. There's no place like home. We love hometown community events and the special people who make this region home to each of us. That's the background to Hinton Mills Homegrown Feed. Hinton Mills Feed is made fresh in our meals daily and sourced with many ingredients grown by local farmers. Our feed is made with care by familiar faces, especially for you, our friends at home. Fresh, local, Hinton Mills.
Come celebrate Halloween all this week at Allen's IGA with these specially priced bargains. Fresh USDA lean ground beef from Chuck is just $3.99 a pound. Selected varieties of Maxwell House coffee is only $6.99 a can. And the large quart and a half carton of Our Family premium ice cream is just $4. These and over 100 specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA, downtown Morehead. IGA.
After the interception, Morehead State will have the football first and 10 on their own 32-yard line. Tell us a little bit about the interception there.
Well, for McCall, that's his third of the year, and that gives him the team lead. He came in tied with Caleb Lyons with two apiece, so McCall now claims the team lead in interceptions. And what makes it even more impressive is that's only the third pick allowed all season by this Torero offense. So Morehead State came close. Lyons just about picked one off earlier on that initial series, and then McCall able to get it done and puts Morehead State in pretty good field position.
Of course, Nikhil is the backup. Well, not the backup quarterback. He was backup quarterback last week. Their starter went out in the first quarter with an elbow injury, but Nikhil is a freshman. He started the first three games, as we think the quarterback was suspended part of the hazing investigation.
And we don't plan to dwell much at all on that situation, but it has been a cloud over the program since preseason, and most of the allegations occurred in August, but what brought it back into the limelight this week is a lawsuit that was filed by a quarterback who had transferred into the program and after about 2 weeks left, and then just this week filed a federal lawsuit that spelled out in more graphic detail some of the allegations. So
Lewis ran the first one, and he gets caught in the backfield for a loss of four. Another run for Morehead State is Mikey Armour.
Might have been a little pass out into the flat for Mikey
yards
there.
Yep. Armour catches the football, gain of two, third and 12. Lewis loses four. Armour gets two back. And it's third and 12 for Morehead State at their own 30-yard line. Two wideouts right, two wideouts left. The tight end is tight to the right side. Cravens with a back to his right. Looks over the four-man defensive front. Cravens going to throw it long. Short, but almost a great catch by Daly.
There has to be a flag thrown on that play, Jason. Unbelievable. The defensive back was face guarding. I don't think he ever turned around to look for the football. He obviously made contact with Daly before the football was even close, but no yellow laundry on the field. Wow.
Fourth and 12. Warren again, already back in for his second punt. As we said, 39.6 yards per kick. Been one of the better punters in the PFL. Fourth and 12 from the Morehead 30-yard line. Warren gets the football. High kick. Short kick called for a fair catch at the 28-yard line. And that'll be where USD takes over on downs. 41-yard kick by Warren. Fair catch by Eric Haney. It'll be first and 10 for San Diego. 9:20 left to play. Guess what? TV timeout. 9:20 left to play here in the first quarter. No score here from San Diego, California. We'll come back with more after this. This is the Eagles Sports Network.
Hello, this is Beth Mays. As an assistant Commonwealth attorney for 7 years, I prosecuted the majority of the child sex abuse cases in this circuit. I received a national award from the American Bar Association for important law-related work for this country's children. I'm an advocate for your family. Please vote for me, Beth Mays, on November 7th, so I may continue to work hard for your children and your families. Paid for by citizens to elect Beth Lewis Mays, Circuit Judge John T. Lane, Treasurer.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
9:20 left to play here in the first quarter. Morehead State visiting San Diego in Pioneer Football League action. No score as of yet. Second series for the Toreros. They'll begin at their own 29, first and 10 from the 29. Warren, after his 11-punt effort last week, RE with two punts in the first quarter. He may file a lawsuit of himself for trying to non-support. But Morehead State defensively came up with the turnover, couldn't connect on anything or couldn't convert on anything. San Diego with 41 total yards in their one series, Morehead State with only three. And as we saw last week, Morehead State's had trouble rushing the football. They've got 7 yards passing, minus 4 yards rushing in the first two series for Morehead State.
This is a San Diego defense that will give up some yards on the ground. They're giving up almost 160 yards a game rushing.
Two wide outs to the right side. Now we have jumping on the right tackle for San Diego. That'll be a false start for San Diego. That'll match him up, back him up five. It'll be first and 15 from the USD 24.
Well, the last 2 years we've seen very low scoring, tightly contested games, and so far we're getting the same thing today.
First and 15 after the 5-yard penalty. Second penalty against the Toreros. Three wideouts left, two wideouts right. Akeel from the shotgun drops back. Looks, rolls to the right side, and he'll be sacked. And on the sack for Morehead State,
I believe it was Kenneth Schaffner, the linebacker, coming right up the gut. So actually, he came around the left side and was able to work his way through there and pick up the QB sack.
Schaffner gets the sack. Loss of 8. It'll be second and 23.
So the Toreros defense has recorded 14 sacks this year, but their offensive line has now allowed 32.
Akeel from the shotgun with a runner at his right. They give it to Isaiah, and he fumbles the football, and Morehead State recovers the football. Second turnover of the first quarter. Morehead State gets the football.
Paul O'Brien off of Morehead State's defensive line, a name we haven't called a lot this year, but comes up big right there as he falls on the ball. Big 305-pound junior from Sutter, California. So one of the 25 players on Morehead State's roster with California hometowns getting it done in his home state.
First and 10 from the San Diego 15. Golden opportunity for Morehead State. 8:36 left to play here in the first quarter. Wide out to the right side, two wide outs to the left.
One of the best teams in the red zone all year. Morehead State, a golden opportunity here.
Harris fakes the handoff wide open on the left side, and the touchdown by Up, and Morehead State's on top 6-0, but there is a flag on the play. Maybe that's why he was so wide open.
Could be. He was absolutely wide open, not a defender within 5 to 7 yards. Offensive pass interference, though.
First penalty against the Eagles. Pass interference against up.
Like Kyle Daly was the guilty party as far as the OPI. It was not up. It was away from where the throw went, but a good call nonetheless.
First and 25 from the San Diego 30.
Would have been up's sixth or seventh touchdown catch of the year if that had stood.
Shotgun back to his right. They fake it to the right side. Cravens goes in the flat, caught by up, and knocked out of bounds at about the 19-yard line.
It's good to see Ryan working his way open this week. Last week at Tarleton State, they did a tremendous job of neutralizing Morehead State's top receiving weapon.
Gain of 11, and it'll be third and 11. Excuse me, second and 14, Cravens. Wide outs to both sides. He goes to the right side again and throws it over the head of his receiver. And that'll be incomplete.
That was Clint who trying to run a quick out over there. And Cravens led him a little bit too far.
Third and 14 for Morehead State from the USD 19-yard line. Can't let opportunities like this get wasted here early on. So Morehead State runs tight end to the right side. Two wideouts to the left side.
Eagles technically are in field goal range if they're not able to convert here.
Cravens from the gun. Long count. Fakes it to Lewis. Now rolls. Throws. And incomplete. That'll bring up fourth and 14. For Morehead State.
Up, the intended receiver was talking to the official about possible interference, but I don't think that ball would have been catchable anyway.
So fourth and 14. The incomplete pass. Cravens now 4 of 9 for 18 yards. Hazlett to attempt a 36-yard field goal. Warren to hold, the kick up, and it's no good.
Hung it out to the right. It tried to come back, but just did not have enough bend.
7:50 left to play here in the first quarter. No score. San Diego and Morehead State here on the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
After the missed field goal, the first field goal missed by Nathan Hazlett this season. He was 5 of 5 going into this afternoon's contest. Missed the 36-yarder, and it'll be University of San Diego football. 7:50 left to play here in the first quarter. Morehead State's got a fumble recovery and an interception and come out with zero points
to show for it. And on the road, I don't care who you're playing in a conference game, you have to take advantage of those turnovers and convert those into points. And to come away with absolutely no points off of two turnovers, that is a tough, tough blow. It as odd as this may sound, Jason, this really does, at least for Morehead State, have kind of a rivalry feel. When you look at the number of players on the Morehead State roster with California ties, we mentioned 25 MSU players with hometowns in California. They know a lot of the guys on this San Diego roster. They've played against them before. And Morehead State really came into this game fired up and excited about the possibility of winning today.
First and 10 at the San Diego 20. Roll out to the right side and sack and a fumble. They'll say he was down almost a turn, another turnover by USD.
Matthew McClelland on a defensive back blitz. 6'2 redshirt freshman from Mesa, Arizona, came off of the near side and a tremendous diving stop to collect that second QB sack of the day for the Morehead State defense.
And Keel was sacked, loss of 12. That backs him up to the 8-yard line. Second and 22 from the Terrell's 8-yard line. They'll spread out two to the left, one to the right, one back is Mitchell. Then Keel, hands off, goes up the middle to the 15, to the 20, and over the 20 to the 22-yard line.
Isaiah Williams, you don't have to guess very much who's going to get the football when they hand it off.
Wide up the middle for the run, and that'll be a gain of 13. It'll be third and 9 for the Toreros at the USD 21-yard line.
Williams' longest carry of the day so far. He's run it four times for 25 yards.
6:30 left to play here in the first quarter. No score from San Diego, California. McKeel from the gun. Morehead State looks like they may break some pressure, and they will. They stunt up front. Then Keel going long, and it is caught. And a first down by Jaseem Reed, one of the best receivers in the PFL. And that is a long pass, 41 yards to Reed. And it's first and 10 at the Morehead State 38.
Beautifully thrown football, and Reed able to extend and haul it in as he was hitting the turf. It was Benjamin Haywood III in coverage, one-on-one. And as you said, Reed, not only one of, but currently the top receiver in the PFL.
Akeel with Williams to his right, hands off to Williams, breaks it around the 35 to the 30 to the 20 to the 25, or the 25 to the 20, and out of the bounds at about the 16-yard line. Hold on for a second. Do we have a flag? Yes, we do have a flag. And that'll be all for naught as Williams went to the left side for 27 yards. Got outside, looked like he might score, but he was knocked out of bounds. But it'll be holding against San Diego. That's a 10-yard penalty.
It occurred at the 38, the Morehead State 38, so they'll back it up to the MSU 48.
First and 20 from the 48. Two turnovers and a holding penalty on one of your long runs. Morehead State just has to put it together offensively and get something going.
Yeah.
Williams in the backfield with Nikhil. One wide out to the left. Two wide outs to the right. Four-man defensive front for Morehead State from the left hash. They give it to Williams. Williams off tackle. Drives and gets inside the 46 to about the 45-yard line for a gain of four.
Looks like they may give him the 44, Jay. Make it five. A little bit of a generous spot, but a hard-fought run as Williams continued to keep the legs churning and backpedaled to pick up a couple of more.
At the 44, second and 16 for San Diego. They're going left to right. They're at the right hash. Four-man defensive front for Morehead State. Two wideouts left, one wideout right. Williams in the backfield with Nikhil. Nikhil from the gun. Nikhil drops back over the middle. Receiver catches it. Nice wide open catch. Morehead State playing a little too soft defensively.
Junior Josh Heverly hauled it in, and I believe it was Luciano Capora Ellis with the stop.
Yeah, Capora Ellis with the stop, gain of 12. It'll be third and four for San Diego at the Morehead State 32-yard line. Cooler in San Diego on October 28th than it is in Morehead State, at Morehead, Kentucky.
Go figure.
Yeah. Two wideouts left, two wideouts right. The slot man comes to the left side. Williams to the right of the quarterback, Nikhil. A little slant pattern gets inside the 20 to the 15, and that is Raheel Mitchell with the catch from the slot position.
Just there.
Just fake cut one step and made the cut. Gain of 14, and it'll be first and 10 for the Morehead State 18-yard line.
Zane Porter with a little help from McClelland at the end to make that stop.
McKeel, 4 of 6, 93 yards here in the first quarter.
Mitchell, kind of a Swiss Army knife in that offense. He's not only their Wildcat quarterback, but he is their second leading receiver and looked good on that catch.
Two wideouts to the left, two wideouts to the right. Williams in the backfield with McKeel. McKeel going long, throws it towards the end zone, and it is incomplete. Made the catch, but he was out of bounds, and that was Reed going over the Morehead State defender.
It was Kapora Ellis again. Ended up one-on-one out on the edge and did a pretty solid job defending there.
It just been a couple more feet in bounds that he might have scored on that one. Reed, as we said, one of the better receivers in the PFL. Second and 10 from the Morehead State 18-yard line. You have Reed and Mitchell split out to the left side. Williams behind Nikhil, about 6 yards out. The man comes in motion. They will call a flag, and we'll have a penalty on USD. 5-yard penalty for false start. That's a big booster for Morehead State. It'll be second and 15 from the 22. So you had a turnover, an interception, a fumble, and a couple of penalties that's really kept them out of the end zone. Morehead State's going to have to thank the football gods. Reed splits to the left side, three wideouts to the right. Williams, as Nikhil goes under center for the first time this afternoon. Four-man defensive front for Morehead State. Nikhil rolls to the right side, looking towards the end zone. Rolls, throws, and throws incomplete. And that'll bring up third down and 15 for the Toreros.
Tremendous, tremendous coverage all over the field there by Morehead State's defense. They gave Nikhil absolutely nothing to throw to.
Third and 15 from the Morehead State 23-yard line. 2:37 left. Clock stopped with the incomplete pass.
San Diego has a pretty decent kicker of their own in Aiden Lehman. He's 8 of 12 on field goal tries, but he did hit a 51-yarder last week.
From the pistol, with Williams to the right, wideouts to both sides, four-man front. Nikhil throws it towards the end zone. It is caught. Did he stay in bounds? Yes, he did. What a catch by Josh Everly. Yeah, Everly. Everly with his second catch of the afternoon. He just goes and abuses the Morehead State defensive back.
It's Benjamin Haywood the third in coverage.
111 yards now in the first quarter passing for San Diego. 5 of 8, one interception. Morehead State running some players on as they go to the goal line formation. First and goal from the 5. Williams in the backfield. They go right side. The flag is down, and Raheel Mitchell will try to get to the end zone, but he's short at the 1, but we have a flag on the play. A substitution fraction against Morehead State. Like I said, they were running people on towards the end. Illegal substitution, a 2-yard penalty for Morehead State. First and goal at the 3. You have to make sure that when you're trying to run players on and off at the goal line, that you get the players in that you need. So it'll be first and goal. If you're San Diego, I think run the football here.
Yeah.
Akeel goes left side, Williams. Williams cuts back over the center, in for the touchdown, San Diego. A 2-yard run by Isaiah Williams caps a 10-play, 80-yard scoring drive, 6:43 off the clock after Morehead State had a couple of chances off Torero's turnovers and can't get anything in. San Diego counters, and it's 6-0 San Diego.
That offensive front just out-muscled MSU's defensive front. Got the good surge. Williams just had to work his way behind and let that wall push forward.
Aiden Lehman will come on to attempt the PAT. It's up, and it's good. 107 left to play here in the first quarter from San Diego. It's San Diego 7, Morehead State nothing, and this is the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Lehman kicks off from left to right, up, takes it at the 8, to the 10, to the 15, cuts the right side of the 20, to the 25. He spilled up to about the 26, 27-yard line. Pretty good return by Ryan Up. And it'll be first and 10 for Morehead State. Morehead State's had two great situations here in the first quarter and come up empty, and San Diego took it 10 plays and scores to take a 7-0 lead. First and 10 for Morehead State. The ball at the Morehead State 26-yard line. Harris in the backfield. Craven gives to Harris off the right tackle. Gets up almost to the 30. Maybe gets across the 30 to the 31, a gain of 4. It'll be second and 6 as we have 50 seconds on a running clock.
And that gets Morehead State back to a net zero rushing on the afternoon. And ominously similar to the start at Tarleton State last week, where the Eagles set a new school record for fewest rushing yards in a game.
Cravens with two backs, one on each side. Cohen wants the wide receiver to move up so they wouldn't be in illegal formation. They go to the right side, and it's intended for Daly and out of bounds. He'll be third and 6.
He was sandwiched between a couple of defenders. The defensive back on that side was Amir Wallace, but I think another linebacker slid out there and cut underneath of the intended receiver and forced Cravens to overthrow that ball.
Armour and Daly to the right side. Cohen is tight to the left side. It's up, and another receiver to the left, to the left side. The man comes in motion. That's Armour. 24 seconds left. Cravens changes the play.
Two on the play clock.
From the pistol, Cravens looks. He's going to run. Gets up to the 35. Takes a bad hit, or a mean hit, at the 38, 39-yard line. That'll be a first down for Morehead State.
Linebacker Garrett Carney made the stop. Cravens had another defender stalking him from behind. He was able to get away from him. That was Jerry Riggins, but Carney, really solid tackle to finish off that play.
Gain of 8, and that'll be the end of the first quarter after one quarter of football here from San Diego. It's the Torero 7, the Eagles nothing, and this is the Eagle Sports Network.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
There's a new flavor coming out of the Hardee's Craft Kitchen, Nashville Hot Chicken. Juicy 100% white meat chicken dipped in buttermilk, hand-breaded and seasoned to bring the heat. Try the crispy, spicy goodness of chicken tenders on a famous Hardee's made-from-scratch biscuit or a sandwich. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Hardee's new Nashville hot hand-breaded chicken is goodness in the making. For limited time at participating restaurants, exclusions may apply by time of day.
San Diego 7, Morehead State nothing. As we begin play in the second quarter, San Diego with 124 yards of total offense in that first half. Morehead State with 26. Eagle fans, Morehead State had 8 rushing on the plus side for that first quarter. It's been a struggle the last couple weeks for Morehead State rushing the football. Let's see what else. Morehead State's had 2 punts, and San Diego has 2 turnovers.
2 first downs for Morehead State.
Yep.
And 5 for the Torero. So as many punts as first downs for MSU 2 so far today.
Oops, sorry. 2 Whitaker Bank first downs.
And that's by the numbers.
Yep.
Sponsored by Whitaker Bank as well.
7-0 San Diego. Morehead State back in action next week.
Homecoming.
That'll be a nice afternoon of football. After 3 straight weeks on the road, it'll be really nice.
And I hope the weather forecast holds. It's supposed to be a chilly, kind of dreary week this week, but the last extended forecast I looked at said low 60s and sunshine next Saturday. So
it's never dreary on homecoming, Tom. You get to see people that you haven't seen all year.
That's right. That's right.
They come visit. Like I said, my favorite part of homecoming, and it's kind of sad, the sad part of homecoming is the brick ceremony as we honor fallen former Eagle employees.
That is a special moment.
And this
and you
year,
know who we get to see on homecoming?
Who?
Chuck Mraz.
No, is he coming back?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Oh, I guess you'll have to go back to the field. I'll go back to the field if you want me to.
Oh, my. I think
you
I'll.
You sure?
It's his. That's the vicious rumor around town.
So his penalty is up at Friday.
Yeah.
And he'll be able to come to the game Saturday.
Yeah.
Early release.
The way I understand it.
Early release.
Good behavior, if you can believe that.
Oh, now. You're making something up. 7-0 San Diego. As we begin play in the second quarter, beautiful afternoon in San Diego as it's warmer here in Morehead, Kentucky than it is in San Diego.
But more sunshine there, I think.
Yeah. San Diego is one of the places when we have visited that I could see myself moving to. Now, they may keep me out with walls and everything else, but I can, because that's about a 70 temperature degree, 70 degree place all year round. Mm. So Morehead State will have it first and 10 from the shotgun. 2 wideouts to the left side, 1 to the right. They give it up the middle, and that is Chance Harris. And Harris gets 2 yards. It'll be 2nd and 8. Right up the middle, and he meets the defensive lineman.
Off the defensive end.
Second and 8.
Shaden Molina with that stop.
From the Morehead 41. 3 wideouts to the left, 1 to the right. Harris in the backfield with Cravens. They fake it to Harris. Goes across the middle, and it is incomplete. Up had a chance at it, but couldn't come up with it. Cravens now 4 of 11 on the afternoon.
Nick Murray with the coverage. He's the third leading tackler for this USD defense and does a fine job out of that defensive back spot.
3rd and 8 for Morehead State from their own 41-yard line right in the middle of the field. 2 wideouts to the right side, left side, 1 to the right. Tied in is to the left as well. Harris goes from the left side to the right side. Cravens fakes, looks, throws it in the flat, short. Could it have been tipped?
I think his arm may have been hit as he was releasing the football. If not, the ball was deflected at the line. We'll get a look here on the replay. Now was the ball being tipped as it left his hand.
So it will be Warren coming back in already with two punts after an 11-punt game.
We like Kip, but we don't like to see him this much.
There's the snap, the kick. It's up. High kick. Nice kick to the 15-yard line. 44-yard punt by Kip Warren. Fair catch called by Eric Haney. And the San Diego set up shop first and 10 from their own 15-yard line. 14:08 to play here in the second quarter. San Diego leading Morehead State 7-0. Back after this media break on the Eagle Sports Network.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
14:08 left to play here in the first half from Torero Stadium in San Diego. Not really San Diego. Found out it wasn't San Diego. It's like something Vista, California, with the town that the University of San Diego is on. So I bet you that guy's been really happy this year. One of their alum. So
watching the TV monitor feed, and
they have a lawyer.
We won't name any names because they didn't pay for advertising here, but it's an attorney in the San Diego area who appears on pretty much every commercial break.
He's an alumni, former player. Probably gave him a discount. 7-0 San Diego, 14:08 left to play in the second quarter. USD, 124 yards of total offense. Morehead State with 28. Morehead State with a plus, 10 yards rushing. Nice homecoming crowd on hand. It is very sunny in Southern California. It doesn't rain in Southern California.
I'd say the easiest job in the world is a meteorologist in San Diego, California.
Two wideouts to the right, one to the left, a wing to the right. Here comes the rushing attack, and it's cut back at probably the 16, maybe 17-yard line. So a gain of two. Krizik and McGraw with the tackle for Morehead State. And McGraw pulled him down. Not like he was trying to take the shirt off. It'll be 2nd and 8. For USD at the Morehead at their own 17-yard line. Two wideouts left, one wideout right. Williams in the backfield with Nikhil. Nikhil goes with a long count, drops back, looks, throws it in the flat, and it is intercepted by Morehead State.
Caleb Lyons. He came in tied with Jihad McCall for the team lead in interceptions. McCall had one earlier, and Lyons says, nope, I'm going to get right back up there at the top of the list with you, Jihad, as Lyons comes up with his third pick of the season. Man-to-man coverage. Lyons, a guy that's relied on heavily for that, and he got it done right there.
Deal with his second interception of the first half. Morehead State's defense playing awful well. Let's see if the offense can get things going. 13-16 left to play in the second quarter. It's San Diego 7, Morehead State nothing. Morehead State will have it first and 10 on their own 49 when we return on the Eagle Sports Network.
Line X of Moorhead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Moorhead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMoorhead.com.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Now you can enjoy your McDonald's breakfast faves with a savory steak patty. Start your morning off right with a steak, egg, and cheese bagel, steak, egg, and cheese McMuffin, steak, egg, and cheese biscuit, or other breakfast faves at participating McDonald's.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Morehead State trails San Diego 7-0, trying to win for the first time in this series. 0-15 going into this afternoon play. Probably one of the better chances Morehead State has ever had to get a win, especially on the road at San Diego. 13-16 left to play. Morehead State has it first and 10 from the 49 after the third turnover of the first half.
Morehead State has forced three turnovers. The Eagles have not turned the ball over themselves. Plus three in the turnover battle, minus seven on the scoreboard. You hardly ever see that. The Eagle offense has to take advantage of this opportunity.
Crucial drive for Morehead State. Morehead State with a wing to the right side, wideouts to the right side. Lewis in the backfield with Cravens. Cravens from the pistol, gives it to Lewis. Lewis across the 50 to about the 48-yard line, gain of two. It'll be second and eight for Morehead State. We saw Morehead State have trouble all season long running from tackle to tackle.
Mm-hmm.
So you either throw a wrinkle in that or let your quarterback Cravens. Of course, you don't want to see him run the ball as much as he used to. Cravens to Lewis. Lewis a yard down to the 47-yard line before he stopped. That'll bring up third and seven for Morehead State. Carney with the rebound. Carney with the tackle.
Lewis a little bit gimpy when he got up. He jogged off the field, so Chance Harris will replace him in the backfield for MSU.
So two wideouts to the right. One wideout to the left. Tight end is also on the left. Harris in the backfield. Cravens from the shotgun. Looks. Going to run. Oh, thought about running it. Now he throws it up the middle. And it is caught by Rawls. That's his second catch of the season. And it gives Morehead State a first down at the USD 30-yard line. A completion of 18.
Like you said, Jason, it looked like Cravens might take off. And I think that threat and the fact that he can do that so well forced the Torero defense to freeze just long enough to let Rawls get open.
I'm in front. They give it to Harris in the backfield, and he is tackled for a yard loss. Harris a yard loss, and it'll bring up second and 11 from the 31. I know if you're a head coach, you don't want to give up on your running game, but gee whiz.
Yeah.
Second and 11, 11:24 left to play here in the first half, 7-0 San Diego. From the gun, Craven tries to draw San Diego off. You'll have Rawls to the left side. Up slot to the right side. Daly to the wide to the right side with Cohen. The tight end, wing right. Cravens gives it to Harris. Harris cuts back it. He pulled it back, and Cravens did a nice job of faking it, but only gets a yard. He pulled it back at the last minute. I thought he was going to hand off. Then that was a quarterback run and gets down to the 30-yard line, and they'll bring up third and 10.
Zamir Wallace, a cornerback for the Torero defense, did a good job reading that play and stopped Cravens in his tracks before he could pick up any positive yardage.
10:24 left to play here in the first half, 7-0 San Diego, two wideouts to each side. Cravens drops back, looks over the middle. It is caught by up and up. gets inside the 20 to about the 18-yard line. Knocked out of bounds at the 18.
That was Amir Wallace, not Zamir, but Amir Wallace, another cornerback.
Gain of 12 on the play and a first down.
And it puts Morehead State back in the red zone. The Eagles came into this game ranked first in the Pioneer Football League and fifth nationally in red zone opportunities.
Caught by Daly at the 12-yard line. Gain of 6 for Morehead State. Just a quick pass, a little out pattern, catches it at the numbers, and he's tackled right there at the 12.
We talk a lot about Ryan Up. He and Reed 1-2 on the PFL receiving list, but Kyle Daly, Morehead State's other side receiver, 7th in the conference, so he's not too far behind.
Up and Daly goes to the left side. Morehead State huddled for one of the few times you see. Up comes in motion to the left side, goes out in the flat, catches football, and down inside the set to the 7-yard line. Up came in motion, went across the middle, caught the football at about the 11, and it's tackled at the 7-yard line. That'll bring up first and goal from the 7. Morehead State with another first down. That's a Whitaker Bank first down. And Morehead State going with the huddle that we usually don't see in a Morehead State offense. First and goal from the 7. Wide outs to both sides. Harris, as Up comes in motion, stops. Now goes in motion to the left side. 5-man front for San Diego. They give it to, they fake it to Harris. Now Craven looks, and he just throws it out of bounds into the stands. That'll bring up 2nd and goal from the 7.
Good pressure from Chase Lyons, an outside linebacker coming up and preventing Cravens from running with the football, and he had to get rid of it to avoid a sack there.
Did a smart thing. He threw it, and he threw it, and no one's going to get it. So it'll be 2nd and 7 from the USD 7-yard line. 8:22 left to play, 2nd quarter. San Diego 7, Morehead State nothing. Daly splits out to the left side. Up, slot to the left side. Harris in the backfield. They fake it to Harris, and they throw it over the head of his receiver. Had him.
Yep, and he was wide open.
Cohen was broke off the line, off the wing to the right side, and Cravens had him, just overthrew him for an incomplete pass. Cravens now 8 of 18 here in the first half. 3rd and 7, and we have an injured player, and we have an injury timeout. 8:18 left to play. Here in the first half, San Diego 7, Morehead State nothing, and this is the Eagle Sports Network.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
San Diego 7, Morehead State nothing. Torero was injured as we have a media timeout here. Late or about midway in the 2nd quarter. San Diego scored with 1:07 left to play. Isaiah Williams on a 2-yard run. The point after kick was good. 10 play, 80-yard drive. 6:43 off the clock. Morehead State got a fumble and a couple interceptions in this first half. and has got a big goose egg thus far. But it's third and goal from the seven.
Still an opportunity here. You would love to see him punch it in, but at least come away with a field goal here. Do not come away empty-handed again.
So third and goal from the seven-yard line.
And the Eagles continue to struggle running the football. Only 13 net yards on the day on eight carries.
Cravens with Harris to his right. Up comes a motion from the right side to the left. Cravens going to throw it and throws it out of bounds. Throws it over the head of everyone. And that'll be incomplete. And that'll bring a fourth down situation and the field goal team coming on for Morehead State. Cravens now 8-19 here in the first half.
Got a couple of receivers over on that side rubbing kind of a rub type pattern, but he didn't put it anywhere near where either of them could come away with the catch.
Warren to hold. Hazlett attempting a 24-yard field goal with 8:15 left to play here in the second quarter. The kick is up. And it's good. So he redeems himself after missing an early field goal. He's now 6 of 8 on the season, and Morehead State gets on the board. 7-3, San Diego still leads Morehead State. 8-11 left to play here in the first half. We'll be back after this break on the Eagles Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing It Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
Braden Hayes to kick off for Morehead State, going left to right. It's a deep kick. Eric Haney takes it, goes to the right side from the 3-yard line, gets up to the 27, 24-yard return, fumbled the football a little bit, but that'll be where San Diego takes over first and 10 from their own 27-yard line.
Isaac Armstrong, the stop on special teams for the Eagles.
Two wideouts left, one to the right. Williams in the backfield. Keel will hand off to Williams. Up across the 30, spins around almost. Looked like they took the football away from him. He gets up to the 35-yard line for a gain of 8.
Zane Porter looked like he was calf wrestling there at the end of that play. Williams trying to squirm away, but Porter did a good job wrapping around the legs and bringing him down. Still a good gain of 8.
7:40 left to play here in the second quarter. 7-3, San Diego leading Morehead State. Hazlett now 6 of 7
on the year field goal tries.
I think I tried to do the math in my head. That was the wrong thing to do.
That's a big mistake, Jason.
Yes, it is. So it'll be 2nd and 2. Williams takes the football on the handoff, works to the outside, gets across the 35 to the 36, but he'll be short of the first down.
Eagle linebacker Keenan Wolf, a solid tackle from behind.
Gain of 1 on the play. They go from the right hash mark. Third down, big third down play. If you're Morehead State's defense, that's played also well, even giving up 7 points. And here comes the Wildcat as Real Mitchell right behind the quarterback. Now he's going to throw it for the first time this season. A wide open Nikhil, the regular quarterback or the normal quarterback, takes it to the Morehead State side of the 44. But guess what? There's a penalty on the play. So, Nikhil caught the pass, went for 18 yards, but a flag is down on the play. They bunched it all up in the middle, and then Mitchell just threw it out. Morehead State fell asleep as the quarterback, the regular quarterback, was wide open.
The penalty is actually for an illegal substitution, so instead of an 18-yard gain, it's a 5-yard loss on the play.
So Nikhil, they thought, was coming out, or he was supposed to come out and didn't come out, and that way it's an illegal substitution, a 5-yard penalty. It'll be 3rd and 6 now for San Diego. Had a golden opportunity, just kind of get a little too clever. Mitchell again from the quarterback, and now timeout San Diego. 6:19 left to play here in the second quarter from San Diego, California. It's the Toreros 7, the Morehead State Eagles 3, and this is the Eagle Sports Network.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Homecoming week coming up for Morehead State, and a big, big ceremony coming up at halftime of the football game next week against Butler. 2 o'clock kickoff. Used to be a 1 o'clock kickoff. We've moved it back to 2. You have more time. What's going on this week? Beaker's Boo Bash on Monday. Tuesday, say boo to drugs from 6 to 8 on the main street of Morehead. 5 to 7, you have your brew and gold at the Saul Stone Brewing Company. And, of course, that is Wednesday. And then trivia also on Wednesday. Tom, you take part in that trivia a lot of times?
I do.
On Thursday, it's the chamber lunch at noon, the parade at 6 o'clock. And then Friday, you have the volleyball game at noon, kickoff reception, and then on Saturday you have all the festivities of Morehead State homecoming. 7-3, San Diego leading Morehead State. Nikhil back. Nope, I do believe that is Raul Mitchell still quarterback. Nope, that is Nikhil, and he throws it across, caught at the 36-yard line, gets all the way up to about the 39-yard line. That'll be 1st and 10. For San Diego. Goes over the middle. Jaseem Reed, one of the best receivers in the league, catches it at the 36, advances the ball to the 39, and it's 1st and 10 for San Diego from their own 39-yard line.
Jihad McCall with the tackle for Morehead State.
San Diego now with 129 yards passing.
Nankiel came in averaging 144 yards a game throwing.
Mangan motion now sets back to the left side. They give it to Williams. Williams right up the middle, pushes his way across the 46 to about the 48-yard line. Isaiah Williams rushes up the middle for 5, and it'll bring up 2nd and 5 for San Diego.
Wolf and Krizek tandem tackle on that play.
7-3 San Diego. San Diego gets a first quarter touchdown. Morehead State gets a second quarter field goal.
Wolf and Krizek currently tied for the game lead for MSU in tackles with 3 each.
2 wideouts to the left, 1 to the right. Now Williams comes in motion from the left side. Sets to the right of the quarterback, Nikhil. He gets Williams. Williams gets it across the 45 to the 46, up to the 47-yard line. And I'll bring up 3rd and 2 for San Diego.
Seems like the Eagle defense has done a pretty respectable job against the outside run, Jason. It's those inside runs, those A-gap runs, that seem to be hurting MSU the most so far.
Or at State, player injured, getting helped coming off the field. Wilson McGraw, 6'5", 285, redshirt junior. They get him off the field. He walks off the field in his own power, under his own power. Third and two.
That last play, by the way, Wolf in on the tackle for a second straight play for MSU.
So it'll be third and two from the San Diego 47, from the left hash mark. Going right to left on your radio dial. Four wideouts to the right side. And three to the left side. Now he'll send the man in motion. That is Mitchell. Now he's going to get under center, and they don't snap the football. Everybody else was ready.
Yes.
The center didn't snap it when he wanted it. And that'll be a five-yard penalty against San Diego. False start, 5 yards. They're getting trying to get too cute at times.
Yeah. Here. That's the eighth penalty of the day already against USD for 55 yards. You know, they've struggled on third down a bit this season, Jason. They're only converting about a third of their third downs on the year, and maybe it's because of things like that. Yeah.
Third and seven from their own 42. Three wideouts to the right. Tied in to the left. Williams in the backfield. Nakiel from the shotgun. Going to roll now. He's going to just flick it and throws it across to Heverly, and Heverly is out of bounds right at midfield.
Warren State's Cooper Krizak talking to one of the officials, making sure he wasn't across the line of scrimmage when he made that forward pitch.
They find Heverly, and
I think he was across the line, Jason. But there's no video review in the PFL, so
they can get together and talk. But they didn't, and it's first and 10 for San Diego right at midfield. So I have three wideouts to the right side, one to the left. Nakiel drops back. They're going to set up for the screen. Those flags are down, and he just throws it away. Let's see if...
I believe it's going to be a hold against San Diego, and it is. So if you're MSU, do you take it or just make them lose the down?
It'll be 10 yards. It'll be first and 20.
Yep, they'll mark them back.
From the USD 40-yard line. Ninth penalty here in the first half for 65 yards.
Morehead State, on the other hand, with only 2 for 17.
First and 20 from the USD 40-yard line. Four wideouts to the right side, one to the left. Heel from up, moving on the right side, and I think we'll have another penalty against San Diego.
Actually, they're saying before the snap, San Diego called a timeout.
Okay, they get lucky. They call a timeout with 2:52 to play here in the first half. You have nine penalties, three turnovers, and you're up 7-3 over Morehead State. You have to feel very fortunate if you're San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're Morehead State, you're going to have to feel like you're going to have to get some things going. Brandon Moore in his first year, 1-6, played in the NFL, played for a national championship at Oklahoma under Bob Stoops.
Made it to the Division II national title game last season at the Colorado School of Mines.
Probably left there because of the recruiting budget.
You think?
Or the EPA was getting after him in the School of the Mines. They had to do their work study first. First and 10.
It's tough to play a football game in a mine, I would think.
I'll shut up. I'll get in trouble all the time. First and 10 from the USD 40-yard line. Two wideouts each side. Nakiel works to Williams. Williams up the 45, jumps over a defender, gets to midfield. And that should be close to get half of the yardage back. Step to the left side. Now he'll jump over the defender, and Krizic with a nice tackle right at the 50-yard line.
It was Kapora Ellis who had the first shot, but as you said, Williams looking like a hurdler got past him, and Krizic was able to finish it off.
Second and 10 from right at midfield from the left hash mark as San Diego goes right to left in this second quarter. Two wideouts left, two wideouts right because it's tied in, and we have motion again.
Jesus. And this is game 8, Jason.
Well, game 5 for the young quarterback. So
yeah, but he's not the one moving too soon.
False start, 5-yard penalty.
10 first-half penalties against USD.
Second and 15 from the San Diego 45-yard line. Three wideouts to the right side. Just go on first sound, and then you might not have all those penalties. They get from the shotgun. They give it to Williams. Williams up to the 45, and that'd be about it.
Similar play to the one where Williams picked up 10 yards on first down, but Morehead State did a much better job of moving laterally and shutting that down from the get-go.
Williams with his 13 carries of the first half.
They'll give him 1 yard.
And Morehead State will take timeout with 1:37 left to play in the first half. San Diego 7, Morehead State 3. Morehead State, besides the numbers, has outplayed San Diego here in the first half. Just can't punch it in. Had a couple of tries at the end zone. Cravens overthrew one, underthrew one. Cravens 8 of 19 in the first half, 59 yards. McKeel, 7 of 11 for 137 yards and two interceptions.
Both teams have run 27 offensive plays. MSU averaging 2.7 yards per play. San Diego, 6.7 yards per play. So more offensive efficiency, but the Toreros have been moving backwards a lot because of those yellow flags.
Two wideouts to the right. Three wideouts to the left. Man comes in motion now. He'll set up to the right side of Nahil. There's the snap. Rolling to the right side and throws it at the feet of his receiver, who didn't do a great job trying for the football. And that'll bring up fourth and 14.
That was Isaiah Smith, backup running back, coming out of the backfield. But yeah, that was a poorly thrown ball.
So it'll be 4th and 14, 1:32 left. So the timeout by Morehead State and an incomplete pass saves them some seconds here late in the first half. It will be Corrales punting. He's punted the ball one time for 31 yards here in the first half. There's the snap, the kick, high kick, and taken by up at about the 24-yard line, depending on the spot. It'll be at the 23-yard line. Corrales with a 31-yard punt. Fair catch by up. And Morehead State, with 1:26 left to play in the first half, has it first and 10 from their own 23.
Eagles do have two timeouts to work with, so a chance to possibly put some more points on the board here.
Coming up at halftime, we'll have our MSU halftime feature. We'll hear a little bit about all the homecoming festivities. First and 10 from the Morehead State 23. Three wideouts left, one to the right. Harris is in the backfield. They throw it over the middle. It's caught. It is caught by Klein, and Klein gets up to the 36-yard line for a first down. Morehead State's going to run up and save some time. 17 yards on the pass play, and it'll be first and 10 for Morehead State. Craven over to the left side. It is caught. Did he catch it? Yes. Across the way, caught by up. Nice catch as he went out of bounds. 11 yards on the pass completion.
Ended up being covered by a linebacker on that play, Jaden Wickware, and had a step on him and did a good job getting down in bounds.
First and 10 from the 49-yard line. The play stopped. Do we have a penalty against Morehead State?
It appears we do. Illegal snap.
Okay. Legal snap backs him up 5 yards. 1:08 to play. Morehead State with two timeouts remaining. 54 yards away from pay dirt. Cravens with three wideouts to the right, one to the left, a back to his right. Five-man defensive front for San Diego. Cravens rolls, goes across the middle. Armor. Mikey has the football down to the 46-yard line.
Cravens has looked really comfortable throwing the football on this drive so far, and give credit to that piecemeal offensive line for protecting him here on this last-ditch effort to put more points on the board, too.
Cravens again goes over the middle, off the hands of Up, and incomplete.
Had him open, but just a little too tall.
Cravens now 11-23 in the first half. This is an important third down for Morehead State. I mean, you have two timeouts.
Yeah, the Eagles so far today only 3 of 9 on third down as well.
Third and 7 from the San Diego 46. Man comes in motion. Cravens looks, go across the middle and is in and out of the hands of the receiver. Isaiah Davis dropped the football.
That was right there.
And that'll be incomplete. I'll bring up 4th down and 7. 4th and 7 from the San Diego 46.
And it looks like the Eagles will send on the punt team.
Warren, again, getting a lot of action. His 5th kick of the afternoon. There's a kick, high kick, not terribly deep. Fair caught at the 12-yard line, 33-yard punt, as Haney catches it at the 13.
So 30 seconds remaining here in half number one. The Toreros have two timeouts if they want to try to do anything here, or they may just run out the clock with the 7-3 lead.
I think you take a knee and go to the house.
That would be my decision, but
especially when you're 1-6 and battling all the things they battled here in the first half. The snap, the kneel down, and that'll be it. One half of action completed here from San Diego. Does Morehead State want to take a timeout?
I don't know why they would.
San Diego players are trying to walk off the field in Morehead State. There we go. As we approach the 10 seconds, that will be the end of the first half. San Diego leading Morehead State 7-3 here from Toro Stadium here in San Diego, California. We'll come back. We'll take a look at the first half scoring, take a look at the PFL scoreboard, have our MSU halftime feature, and take a look at the individual stats. Once again, from Toro Stadium at the University of San Diego in San Diego, California, your score. It's San Diego 7, Morehead State 3, and this is the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our 5 banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Morehead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Morehead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local?
When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit KYLottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local, have fun, and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For new Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So it could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
New Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Welcome back. The Eagle Sports Network coverage of Morehead State football. San Diego 7, Morehead State 3. Next 2 weeks, we're at home as Butler next week for homecoming. Then Davidson on November 11th before ending the regular season at Presbyterian. Of course, Butler game starting at 2 o'clock. And, of course, at halftime, we'll have our homecoming king and queen crown. There'll be a lot of people coming in for the first time this season. I'll be seeing some of the old players or the former players. Don't call them old. They get mad. And some of the former coaches. And it's always a special time, especially here at Morehead State.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Field reporter for home games. Kind of cool to see some of the old, well, former players and coaches roaming the sidelines on homecoming Saturday.
That used to be the best time to get interviews.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
These players come back, and it's hard to tell them they can't be on the sidelines, or we don't tell them they can't be on the sidelines, and it's one of those things where you see them about once a year, and it's homecoming, and it's great to catch up. And I know this coaching staff, the last two coaching staffs, really been outstanding, the fact that they look forward to dealing with the players, not even during the season, not during their career, but after their career as well, because it's a family, and it's you take the good and the bad with the family.
Yep, and that truly is reflected on homecoming Saturday. You can definitely see that being played out. Of course, we've got another game to get through, at least one more half before we get to that homecoming game, and I better get to the scoring summary because it may take a little while.
Yeah, you'll have to. We may have to extend this break.
Yeah. Two scores in the first half. The first belonging to the University of San Diego. It came with 107 to play in the first quarter. Isaiah Williams, a 2-yard carry to cap off a 10-play, 80-yard drive that took 6 minutes, 43 seconds off the clock. Aiden Lehman's point after was good, and the Toreros took the early 7-0 lead. MSU had chance after chance, forced 3 turnovers, only able to come up with 3 points as a result. Those 3 came off of a Nathan Hazlett field goal from 24 yards out with 8:11 to play in the second quarter. And that capped a 12-play, 44-yard drive that took 5:05 off the clock. It made it 7-3 USD. And that wraps up our scoring for half number one.
San Diego leading 7-3. Coming up, we'll have our MSU halftime feature, and then we'll come back, take a look at team stats, and later on, individual stats, along with the PFL scoreboard. Once again, this PFL contest sees San Diego leading Morehead 7-3, and this is the Eagle Sports Network.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings.
to the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Michaela Ray, Alumni Relations and Event Officer at MSU. And Michaela, thank you so much for coming and telling us about all the great events happening around homecoming the week of November 4th.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for letting me promote homecoming. It's a super fun event, and we hope to have as many people out as we can. Kind of starting off the week is Beaker's Boo Bash. That's on Monday evening. If you are an alumni of Morehead State University, you have a child or grandchild, we'd love to have them at this event. It's going to be a lot of Halloween fun, costume party. We'd love to have you there. We'll be down at Say Boo to Drugs on Tuesday evening, trick-or-treating. Come by and see us. Beaker will be there. We'll have plenty of candy for the kiddos. We also have a young alumni event actually on Wednesday, and that is up at Sawstone on the second floor. If you're a graduate of the last decade, you're considered an MSU young alumni. We'd love to see you there. And then trivia is right after that at the Bats and Oats Commons area. Moving on to the parade on Thursday, this is one of the most fun events, I think, for homecoming. Seeing all the floats, all the students, all the athletes, community members. Obviously, they've got plenty of candy, so bring your kids out to that. And then on Friday, we have a super exciting event. We'll be unveiling our Centennial Soaring Bronze Eagle that was just released at last year's homecoming. So they'll be placing that the week of homecoming, and we're just really excited for everybody to
come see
it.
Lots of picture opportunities,
right? Oh, my gosh,
right?
So many. It's nice. Going to be great. And then we really kick off the homecoming weekend Friday evening with our homecoming kickoff reception celebration. That's at the third floor of ADUC. MSU alumni, bring your friends and family out. There'll be free food, drinks, music. We'll have door prizes. And then immediately following that, we will have the alumni awards ceremony where we will honor our honorees that will be receiving alumni awards. And then Saturday, we kick off with Breakfast with Beaker. That's at the Rock. And then we go over to the tailgate area. The Alumni Association will have a tailgate area for you guys, and then it'll be a kickoff, and hopefully the MSU Eagles will get the win over the Bulldogs.
Nice. Thank you so much, Michaela. This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Michaela Ray. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Meals, serving farmers since 1918.
Morning, people. Wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Now you can enjoy your McDonald's breakfast faves with a savory steak patty. Start your morning off right with a steak, egg, and cheese bagel, steak, egg, and cheese McMuffin, steak, egg, and cheese biscuit, or other breakfast faves at participating McDonald's.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Come celebrate Halloween all this week at Allen's IGA with these specially priced bargains. USDA bone-in beef flat iron steak, only $6.49 a pound. Birdseye steam fresh vegetables are two for just $3. And Healthy Choice and Marie Callender entrees and pot pies, only $4. These and over 100 specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Hello, this is Beth Mays. For over 30 years, I have served this community as a civil legal aid attorney, an assistant attorney general, an assistant commonwealth attorney, and judge. I'm currently running to fill the unexpired term for circuit judge for Bath, Menifee, Montgomery, and Rowan County. This is a special election on November 7th and is a nonpartisan race at the end of the ballot. Vote for experience. Vote for Beth Lewis Mays for circuit judge. Paid for by citizens to elect Beth Lewis Mays, circuit judge, John T. Lane, treasurer.
7-3, San Diego leads Moorhead State at halftime. Homecoming out at Torero Stadium in San Diego, California. This is Tom Lewis with my partner Jason Blanton. Let's take a look at your halftime stats brought to you by Whitaker Bank. Total yards, San Diego with the advantage, 179 to 108, 137 of USD's yards through the air, 42 on the ground. Moorhead State, 95 yards passing, only 13 yards rushing. As for the second straight week, the Eagles continue to struggle moving the ball on the ground. Penalties have hurt the Toreros. They had 10 of them in the first half for 70 yards. Moorhead State flagged three times for 22, both teams with seven first downs. One key stat, third down conversions. The Toreros have not been very good at it this season, but today, 5 of 6 converting third down, while Moorhead State is only 3 of 9. Time of possession, another lopsided statistic on the day, as the Toreros have an 18-26 to 11-34 advantage in possession time. Individually, Moorhead State in passing, Carter Cravens, 11 of 24 for 95 yards. He has not thrown a TD or an interception today. Cravens, also Moorhead State's leading rusher. He's attempted 2 runs and has 9 net yards as a result. Chance Harris, 3 carries for 5 yards. James Lewis has lost a yard on 3 tries. In the receiving category, Ryan Up again leads the way for MSU with 5 catches for 44 yards. 2 catches for 10 yards for Mikey Armour. Kyle Daly with 2 for 6. Rawls and Clint both with a catch apiece of 18 and 17, respectively. For San Diego, Nan Keel, 7 of 12, throwing the ball for 137 yards. He's been picked off twice, once by Lyons and once by McCall. Rushing the ball, Isaiah Williams has done the lion's share, as usual for the Toreros, 13 carries for 61 yards and has the only touchdown of the game. Rial Mitchell, 1 carry for 2 yards, and Nan Keel, 2 carries for -20 on 2 sacks. Heverly, 4 catches for 64 yards, Reed, 2 for 59, and Mitchell, 1 for 14. We'll take one more break, come back and get set for our second half from Torero Stadium right after this. 7-3, San Diego leads Moorhead State here on the Eagle Sports Network.
If you go off-road, go to Major Brands. Get a $100 reward card after online submission when you purchase 4 new select BF Goodrich Terrain tires. That's a $70 rebate plus a $30 bonus rebate. Any other purchase of 4 new BF Goodrich tires from Major Brands gets you $50. Offer valid through November 27th. Get more details at bfgoodrichtires.com or stop in either Major Brands location. Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
San Diego leading Moorhead State 7-3 here at intermission, getting ready for the second half kickoff. Next week, Moorhead State will be hosting Butler. That's a 2 o'clock kickoff. We'll be on the air with Chuck Mraz, Tom Lewis, and myself at 1:30. Then on November 11th, Davidson will come to Moorhead State and play at Jane Stadium. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff. And then Moorhead State will close the regular season November 18th as they travel to Presbyterian. Taking a look at the PFL scoreboard, it is Presbyterian and Davidson hooking up at 7 o'clock Eastern time this evening. Davidson 5-2 on the year. Finals, three finals. Butler beat Valparaiso 17-7. It was Drake beating Stetson 33-7. And it was St. Thomas beating Marist 49-14. So looks like Drake kept pace. And we'll see what Davidson does this evening in the PFL race. And, of course, he'll be probably decided within the next couple of weeks. We'll have to see exactly what goes on. Well, Tom Lewis, if you're Moorhead State, do you try to go get a vitamin shot because your offense has been anemic here in the first half?
Yeah, part of that is probably due to the piecemeal offensive line the Eagles are having to play with so many injured guys and guys playing out of their normal positions up front, but they seem to finish strong there toward the end of the first half. But yeah, the Eagles are going to have to do something to get some spark in that offense. It's one that's been pretty potent all year, but the running game yet again today has struggled mightily. We talked about how they set a new low mark in fewest yards per rushing in a game last week, and it's not a whole lot better so far today. Only 13 yards for Moorhead State on the ground today, only 8 rushing attempts. But when your longest run is 8 yards and really didn't have another run anywhere close to that, you just about have to go pass heavy. But if the Eagles could find a way to find a little bit more balance in their offense here in the second half, find some strength and success on the ground, I still think they've got a really good chance to win this football game.
Only 3 points in the last 6 quarters for Moorhead State. Going to have to do a better job of that, trying to get some points on the scoreboard this second half. Probably the best situation that they've had against San Diego in a long, long time.
Absolutely. But, you know, the last 2 years, 2 games that were decided by one possession. Last year, a 5-point game, and then the year before, only a 7-point game. And, you know, if video review had been a thing in the PFL at the time, that would have been an entirely different ending. So that was a game that was very winnable, too. But this is a golden opportunity for Moorhead State to come away with its first victory ever over the Toreros of USD.
Yeah, Moorhead State trying to even up its record, coming in 3-4, 2-2 in the PFL. San Diego 1-6 overall, 1-3 in the PFL, NFL. That's a real, real good thing. In the NFL, we just didn't tell you. We've went scholarship and moved it on up to the NFL. It's one of those situations, though. If you're Moorhead State, if you don't win today, what do you think in San Diego? Do you think, oh, okay, maybe we just take them off the PFL map?
You just keep hoping they're out of the rotation and don't have to play them again. And you know, this is a killer trip. And you combine it with last week's trip to Stephenville, Texas, to play Tarleton State. The Eagles, once this trip is over, you know, they will have logged 6,000 miles plus going to and from their opponents.
And then you talk about taking the bus to Valparaiso.
Yeah.
That's not an easy trip at all.
No.
So it's been road warriors for, you know, that thing always.
It sounds like the mission bells in San Diego.
Yes. They're ready for the second half. We are too. So it'll be San Diego and Moorhead State hooking up here in the second half. going a little longer with halftime since it is homecoming. They have a beautiful stadium. When we first started going out there a long time ago, of course, San Diego, one of the premier teams in the PFL, Coach Lindsey replaced Coach Harbaugh, and of course, Jim Harbaugh went from San Diego to San Francisco to, Stanford. No, he went, San Diego to Stanford to San Francisco back to Michigan. So, a lot of good pedigree. Of course, his dad was here.
Western Kentucky and here. And at Morehead State for a little while.
And his brother, Jim, was also an assistant at Morehead State. So, there are some connections.
There are a few, yeah.
This used to be the, what do they call Miami of Ohio, the cradle of coaches?
Yeah.
This used to be. I mean, you have Rex Ryan and the Harbaughs.
Well, you talked about Dale Lindsey, and we've talked about some of the other issues that this San Diego program has faced this calendar year, but another one was the way that the handling of Dale Lindsey's departure was dealt with. And you know, they announced that he had retired, and then Lindsey came out publicly saying, "I didn't retire. They forced me out." So,
and it's went back bad to worse, as they say, in this 2023 football season. It'll be kickoff by Hayes. Hayes down to the 4. The returner turns. That's Haney. Haney up to the 15, to the 20, and he is hit and dropped at the 20-yard line.
Jackson Lanier there on special teams to make the stop for the Eagles.
So first and 10 at the 20-yard line, 14:54 left to play here in the third quarter. Haney does most of the return work for San Diego.
San Diego, as we mentioned, had the ball almost twice as much as Morehead State in the first half. It'd be nice to see the Eagles come out and get a quick stop defensively here.
Nikhil will come out from the pistol. Two wide outs to the left side, one to the right side. Williams is back to his left. Tight end is to the right. They give it to Williams. Williams off tackle up to the 25. Mashes his way up to about the 27-yard line for a gain of 7 on the first down run.
Zane Porter hit him low. Keenan Wolf came in and got him up high to make that stop. But a good first down carry for Williams yet again.
Just underway here in the second half. I'm going to have to turn our crowd mic up. 7-3. There we go. 14:20 on running clock. Williams to the right side, cuts back up to the 29 to the 30-yard line.
Great ankle tackle by strong safety Cooper Krizak, who angled over, working from the inside, and just a tremendous diving stop to prevent Williams from getting a first down.
Gain of 2 for Williams, 3rd and 1 for San Diego from their own 29-yard line. Krizak with his 5th tackle of the contest. 3 wideouts left. Tight end to the right. Williams to the left of the quarterback, Nikhil. Nikhil hands it to Williams. Williams works off the right side. I don't know. Depending on the spot, I think he got it.
And it looks like they will give it to him, getting across the 30.
So he gets up to the 31-yard line for Williams. Another positive run at his 16th carry of this game for 72 yards. First and 10 from the USD 31-yard line. Morehead State makes a late substitution, a 4-man defensive front. One receiver to the right, couple to the left. He'll be Mitchell. Mitchell at quarterback, and he is stacked up and brought down. Nice job defensively by Morehead State, Krizak, and Holmes.
Eagles' top 2 tacklers on the season combining to make that stop.
I don't think you want to see that.
No.
If you're Mitchell. So it'll be 2nd and 10. Ball at the USD 31.
Holmes only had 1 tackle in the first half, already has 2 here in the second.
So from the shotgun, with receivers to both sides. Williams to Nikhil's right. Little fake. Now they throw it to the left side, and it's caught to Jasim Reed. And Reed catches it for 4 yards, and that'll bring up third and six.
Lions closed pretty well, but not soon enough to prevent the catch from being made. Caleb typically plays soft coverage on the outside, but has a way of closing that gap pretty quickly most of the time.
Third and six for San Diego. The ball at their own 35-yard line. 11:48 to play here in the third quarter. San Diego up 7-3 from the right hash. Nikhil works to the right side. Looks over the middle. It's caught by the tight end, and the tight end gets over the 50-yard line into the Morehead State Eagles territory.
Peyton Smith with the catch.
Gets down to 47 for a gain of 18 right up the middle. First catch for Smith this afternoon. Big first down.
Actually, Smith's first catch of the season, I believe.
At the 47. Mitchell now at the quarterback position. They go with the Wildcat, so I would say he's going to run the football. Mitchell, long count, has it, tucks it, runs to the right side, gets inside the 40 to about the 35-yard line. Let's see where they mark him out of bounds. They mark him out of bounds at the 37, so give him 10 yards. I know he passed the football once in the first half, but you would think I'd go on and commit to him running the football.
I will say, though, he sold that he was going to keep it right around the tackle there and did a nice job of sticking the foot in the ground and cutting it to the outside as the defense was committing more toward the inside. Keenan Wolf was able to track him down and force him out of bounds.
So Mitchell is out. First and 10 from the Morehead State 37. Wideouts to both sides. Nikhil running to the right side, going to throw it out of bounds and throws it halfway up the hill. And it'll be second and 10. For San Diego.
Good decision by Nikhil. He's thrown two picks today, but was wise not to risk a third right there. Now 9 of 15 on the day.
Second and 16 for San Diego. Hope, second and 10, I'm sorry. At their Morehead State 37-yard line. Nikhil from the gun with wide receivers to each side. Drops back, hits the receiver. That'll be a 12-yard gain right down the middle.
That's Isaiah Williams with the football. Haywood able to converge from the outside and bring him down. But Williams carried Haywood for about 3-4 more yards before he was able to make that stop.
Gain of 12, first and 10 from the Morehead State 25-yard line.
11th first down of the day for the Toreros.
9:38 left to play, running clock. 11th play of the drive for San Diego. Wing to the left side. They go to Williams. Williams now cut it back to the left side. Now tries to go up the middle. Gets down almost to the line of scrimmage at the 25, but no gain for Williams. That'll bring up second and 10.
One of the rare times the Eagle interior defensive line has gotten good push against the center and guards and forced Williams to change direction, and ended up being Bauer and O'Brien combining for the tackle, and no gain on the play.
Second and 10 from the Morehead State 26. Wideouts to both sides. A handoff, and he's caught around the right side. Isaiah Smith is caught.
Noah Benza with the stop, and I believe that's going to be for a one-yard loss. Benza, if that is the case, just picked up his number 5.5 tackle for loss of the year.
So it is a loss of one. Third and 11.
Leads the MSU defense in TFLs on the season, tied now with Jaleel Holmes.
So third and 11, as we said, a long series for San Diego. 12th play of the drive. Wide outs, two to the left, one to the right. Smith in the backfield. And Hill will throw it, and it's caught and knocked out of bounds by Heverly. Caught it. Josh Heverly catches it for a 10-yard completion, and that'll bring up fourth and one for San Diego.
Cora Ellis with the tackle at the end of the play. But
that's the fifth catch by Heverly.
Yeah, and he was wide open as he made that grab. But short of a first down by a yard, and the field goal team will come onto the field.
Lehman, 8 of 12. Field goal tries this season, as long as 52 was last week against Drake. Timeout. Morehead State.
Looks like the Eagles might have had one too many players on the field and called the timeout to avoid the penalty. And that would have given USD a first down if that had been a penalty.
Lehman, 8 of 12, as we said. 52 yards is his longest. Came against Drake last week. Now, if you're San Diego, are you bringing your offense back on the field?
Looks like Riel Mitchell will come on in the Wildcat.
Fourth.
Nope. Nankeel is still out there.
Fourth and one. That doesn't mean that he calls the play and then goes, there he goes.
Yep.
To Nankeel the right side.
Nankeel will go wide and Mitchell out of the Wildcat.
Fourth and less than one. Mitchell works off to the left side. Now comes up the middle, gets the first down, and gets inside the 10 to about the 7-yard line. And the timeout by Morehead State has paid dividends to San Diego. Took it going over the left guard, then cut back over the center, and he's tackled at, let's see. See exactly where they placed
the
football.
6-yard line.
They gained 10. They were on the 6 or the 26. So I don't know. We're having a little trouble trying to get the view right. It'll be first and goal from the 6. We'll say that.
McClellan made the stop. Keenan Wolf looked like he had him around the ankles, but
we have too many players. Or is it? Nope. Play clock ran out. Nice job by the Morehead State defense. They were telling the referees that it was play clock had run down.
Looks like San Diego was able to get a timeout before the play clock went to zero.
Well, you're talking about inside the 20, this red zone. We'll take a break in just a second. Neither team seems like wants it. I think Morehead State had to call a timeout defensively.
Yep.
San Diego brings their offense back on, gets the first down. Now San Diego takes the timeout with 6:39 left to play in the third quarter. It's San Diego 7, Morehead State 3, and this is the Eagles Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you've got a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
San Diego 7, Morehead State 3. 6:39 left to play here in the third quarter. Presbyterian and Davidson getting ready to kick off down at Davidson. That's the kickoff. It's at 7 o'clock. Other games from today, final, Butler beat Valparaiso 17-7. It was Drake over Stetson 33-7, and St. Thomas beat Marist 49-14. If I had my standings, I'd tell you how everything's going with
Well, Davidson still undefeated in conference, and Drake with their big win over Stetson today is as well. Boy, that St. Thomas victory, they've lost a game in conference play, but Marist had only lost one game in conference as well. St. Thomas absolutely owned the Red Foxes today.
So was it fox hunting?
Apparently so.
Williams, now they fake it. Nikhil turning around the right side, goes in. Did he get in?
Yes, he did.
Touchdown, San Diego.
Boy, the Eagle defense totally bit on the faked handoff to Williams, and there was a hole big enough for two Mack trucks there off the right side. Nikhil was probably 5 yards deep into the end zone before an Eagle defender came anywhere close.
14 play, 80-yard drive, took 8:19 off the clock. There's the point after, the kick is up, and it's good. So with 6:35 left to play in the third quarter, it's San Diego 14, Morehead State 3, and this is the Eagle Sports Network.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Nikhil with a 6-yard run to put San Diego up 14-3 after the point after. While we have time, let's step out 10 seconds for station identification here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're listening to Morehead State University football on the flagship station of Eagle Athletics, WIVY Morehead and WMST Mount Sterling.
14 play, 80-yard drive, 8:19 off the clock. San Diego takes the ball down the field and ups its advantage to 14-3 over Morehead State.
And another advantage upped. Time of possession, get this, San Diego, 26 minutes, 51 seconds. Morehead State, 11 minutes, 34 seconds.
That'll take care of it.
By the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank.
We had many first downs that we could give Whitaker Bank.
No, only 7 for Morehead State today.
Morehead State, 3 points in the last 6 quarters.
The Eagles will finally touch the football here in half number 2.
Daly to the right, up to the left. There's the kickoff. High short kick. Up takes it at the 14, to the 20, to the 25, and steps out of bounds at the 26. And that's where Morehead State will take over.
Aiden Lehman, the kicker, actually made the tackle on that play.
Well, they'll mark him at the 32, excuse me. So it'll be first and 10 from the 32-yard line. Morehead State trying to get something going. I know we've said that time after time after time. Freshman quarterback taking the touchdown in for the score to give San Diego a little breathing room. Cravens with a back behind him. Two wideouts to the left, a wing to the left, also a wideout to the right. Cravens, hands off, and that is nowhere going.
That is Harris with the football. And Garrett Carney came up to greet him right at the line of scrimmage, if not a yard behind.
They'll call it a yard loss. Second and 11 from the 31-yard line. 12 yards rushing now in the game for Morehead State. Two wideouts left, one to the right. Cravens with Harris to his right. Drops back, looks, across the middle, caught up to the 45, and he slips down at about the 48-yard line up. gets the first down. Four up. That is his sixth reception of this contest. Gets 16 on the play. It'd be first and 10 for Morehead State. Cravens over the head of his receiver to the left side. That was up again, and it'll be incomplete.
Nick Murray was converging to cover, but the pass was, the receiver was open if Cravens had just put it a little bit more on the mark.
Second and 10 for the Morehead State 47. Harris goes to the right side. Two wideouts left, two wideouts right. Cohen is the tight end on the right side. Cravens with a four-man front throws it. It is incomplete, but we have a flag down on the play.
Murray was covering, and he, I believe, will be the guilty party.
Yep.
Here. He is.
Automatic first down for Morehead State.
Up again was the intended receiver, and Murray just came over his back too soon.
15-yard penalty. That's been something that San Diego has done well today.
Commit penalties.
Yes.
They're 11th for 85 yards total.
So it'll be first and 10 for Morehead State from the San Diego 38-yard line. The 46-yard line. Another golden opportunity for Morehead State. Cravens makes Harris, comes to the right side. Wide outs to both sides, going to flare it up, and it is broken up. Pass incomplete.
Kyle Daly, the intended receiver, but it was Wallace, Amir Wallace, there to make a nice defensive play. Got his left hand up and knocked the ball up into the air and out of bounds.
Second and 10 for Morehead State from the San Diego 45. Wide outs to both sides. Craven, quick pass to the right side. It is caught and knocked out of bounds at the 39-yard line.
Clint with the catch, but looks like he's going to lose a yard on the play.
Minus one on the completion. Third and 11. From the USD 39-yard line. Daly and up, split to the left side. Clint to the right side. Harris, the running back, in the backfield for Cravens. Fake, drives, and dropped. He's dropped back at the 45-yard line.
6-yard loss on the sack. Zamir Wallace from his defensive back position on a blitz was able to get into the backfield, and Cravens had nowhere to go.
Loss of six, like Tom said, it'll be 4th and 17.
I believe that's the third sack of the day recorded by the Toreros defense.
Kip Warren back in. Only six punts thus far after punting 11 times last week.
Make it the second sack, excuse me.
Haney back deep to receive. Warren, a lot of pressure, high kick. Haney floats back now. He's going to let it hit at the 5, bounces up, checks up at about the 8-yard line. 38-yard punt by Kip Warren. And San Diego will have the football.
More importantly, able to pin it inside the 20-yard line again. He's done that 9 times coming into this game and at least a couple of times now today.
Timeout on the field. 3:55 left to play in the third quarter. It's San Diego 14, Morehead State 3, and this is the Eagle Sports Network.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Flathead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Yeah. 3:55 left to play here in the third quarter. San Diego with the football. First and 10 from their own 7-yard line after the nice punt of 38 yards by Kip Warren. Warren having another good game after 11 punts last week. He has 5 punts for 38.8 yards per kick. 4 inside the 20, Tom.
And gives him 13 punts on the year inside the 20-yard line.
He's done his job.
Yep.
Now we get the defense to hold San Diego out one more time, and then something has to happen offensively if you're more at stake. You've been quiet for 4 quarters last week and 2 quarters and plus this week.
Well, the run game especially has struggled yet again today. The Eagles lost yards on the ground on that first possession of the second half, that back down to 6 net yards for the day.
Mitchell now at the quarterback position for San Diego. Nakiel lines up wide to the right side. Mitchell takes the football, hit at the line of scrimmage. Nothing going there, and as he is thrown back for a loss of 2, nice job defensively.
It was the linebacking core really that keyed that to Nolan White, and Wolf came up and got good penetration, shut that gap down, and a loss of 2 on the play.
It'll be 2nd and 12 from the San Diego 5-yard line. And Keel now calls the play. Let's see if he'll stay in the quarterback position. He does. Wide outs to both sides. Morehead State, 4-man defensive front. They hand it off to Williams. Williams shakes and bakes, gets across the 5 to the 10 to the 15. Nice move, and he's up to about the 16-yard line.
It was Kapora Ellis who keyed the tackle at the end of that play, knocked the ball loose, but after Williams had hit the turf. But that was a lot like the touchdown run earlier in this half, Jason, where Williams started left and made a nice, sharp cut back to the right, and there was just nobody there to make the stop.
Gain of 11, 3rd and 1 for San Diego. They're at the San Diego 16-yard line, 2.5 minutes left to play here in the third quarter. San Diego 14, Morehead State 3. There's Mitchell, and he stopped.
He's Mitchell stuffed.
Yeah.
On that play. I believe that was Armstrong.
Another
Isaac Armstrong. Another good tackle by a linebacker.
Another tackle for loss. Mitchell loses 1. That'll bring up 4th and 2 from the 15-yard line.
Eagles now with 5 tackles for loss today.
Corrales drops back in the shadows of his end zone to punt the football.
Boy, a blocked punt right here would be something pretty.
Third punt of the afternoon. There's the snap, the kick. It's high. Up right at midfield. Takes a step inside to the Torero 48, and that's where Morehead State will set up shop. So, 34-yard punt. Up calls a fair catch, and with 1:39 left to play here in the third quarter, Morehead State will take over from the left hash, going left to right in this third quarter, down 14-3.
What is it? 99 ticks remaining in the second, here in the third quarter, and this is only the second time the Eagles have possessed the ball since halftime.
Cravens in the backfield, 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Up comes in motion, goes behind Cravens on the motion play. Up the middle to the left side. Gain, a short gain by Chance Harris.
Harris, the only running back we've seen so far here in the second half. We saw James Lewis limp off at the end of a play in the second quarter. We haven't seen him since.
They give Harris 1.
It'll be second and nine from the USD 48. There's a quick pitch and a pass out to Klein. Klein gets down to the 41-yard line. Or is that Rawls? I think that's Rawls.
No, you were right.
Oh, Klein?
Yep.
All right. So Klein catches the football, gets down to the 41-yard line.
Haney there to make the stop, but a 7-yard gain. Not too bad.
Fourth and two for Morehead State.
Third and two.
I'm sorry. Cravens fakes a short pass. Now he double clutches and throws out to Klein again. Now we'll have a penalty flag. It looks like it may go against Haney. The holding.
Yep, holding, not interference, but holding against Haney.
It'll be a first
Actually,
down.
They're calling that on Hong.
Well,
I thought you had it right with Haney. But.
Yeah. Be first and 10 for Morehead State from USD 31. We'll get, take a look at the replay and see. Haney's the only one out there.
Yeah.
So
that's not home.
So first and 10 from the San Diego 31, 48 seconds to play in the third quarter.
They gave it to home, and that's just wrong.
You know, well, they probably said when they looked at him, he's home. So Craven
flea flicker.
Goes back, yeah, flea flicker. They give it up to Daly. Daly gets inside the 10 to the 5-yard line. It takes some trickeration to get Morehead State.
It worked, but a great catch by Daly on the end of that play going up between two San Diego defenders.
Give it to Harris. He pitches back to Cravens. Cravens, as the defense bit on the fake, gets it to Daly for a 25-yard pass play.
The Eagles again into the red zone. Can they convert? They're one of two in the red zone today. Came into this game ranked first in the PFL and fifth nationally in red zone success.
First and 10, or first and 6 at the 6, and another flag down as Cravens went to one of his receivers
that was up trying to make the diving catch, and I believe Nick Murray, the cornerback in coverage, was over his back. That is the call. So a pass interference penalty against the Toreros.
That play will end the third quarter. Cravens went, and the flag came on the holding call against up, and Morehead State will have first down when we return. After three quarters of action here from San Diego, it's San Diego 14, Morehead State 3, here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Line X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings, and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Morehead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMorehead.com.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's 14-3, San Diego leading Morehead State as we get ready for fourth quarter action at Torero Stadium. It's homecoming for the University of San Diego, and Morehead State, though, on the doorstep, first and goal from the 2-yard line. A golden opportunity for the Eagles to try to cut into this 11-point lead, Jason.
San Diego with 267 total yards, Morehead State with 149. Morehead State's been gifted three USC turnovers, but just got 3 points out of that. So the last seven quarters, Morehead State's only scored 3 points. But as Tom said, knocking on the door on the first play of the fourth quarter, down 14-3. But if you realistically, if Morehead State wants to get back in this game, they have to score on this possession.
Yeah, absolutely. At least a field goal, probably a touchdown.
Yeah, you'd like to have a touchdown to get it to one possession game.
Well, a field goal, you know, theoretically does that, makes it an 8-point advantage, so the touchdown and 2-point conversion would tie, but you know, you just got the feeling the Eagles have to find the end zone on this drive.
Krizik and Wolf leads Morehead State's defense this afternoon with 7 tackles apiece. Take a look at Morehead State offense.
While you're calling that up, also want to mention Caleb Lyons and Jihad McCall with their 3rd interceptions of the season each.
That seems like a lifetime ago.
Yeah.
It was in the first half. 3 turnovers in the first half, and Morehead State had 0 out of those 3 turnovers. And we'll see what happens here in the fourth quarter. It's all or nothing if you're going to beat San Diego for the first time, or you go 0-16, and you may never beat it. So we'll see. San Diego is a hard trip because you have to leave on a Friday, get there, you time change, and we've seen time after time different coaches do it different ways. So first and goal at the 2 after the penalty. Cravens with a back to each side, 1 wide out to the left, 1 wide out to the right. Cravens takes it up the middle, and he is a signal in for the touchdown. Carter Cravens on a 2-yard run, first play of the fourth quarter, and it's 14-9.
You know I'm not a fan of shotgun when you're right there at the goal line, but Cravens did a nice job of letting his offensive line, which has struggled today, set up that hole, get the gap for him, and he was able to get it in pretty easily.
4-play, 49-yard drive, and now Morehead State will go for 2.
If they can convert here, it pulls them within 3 points.
Cravens with a back to each side. A man comes in motion from the right to the left side. A 4-man defensive front for San Diego. Cravens with another man that comes in motion. Drops back. Going to run it. Going to dive. And he is. Is he in?
Yes, he is.
He's in for the 2-point conversion. So Cravens gets the touchdown. Gets a 2-point conversion. And San Diego now leads it 14-11. 14:56 left to play here in the fourth quarter. San Diego 14, Morehead State 11, and this is the Eagle Sports Network.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Hardee's 2 for $5 mix and match breakfast make goodness into your morning. Pick any 2 handcrafted favorites for only $5. Choose a made-from-scratch biscuit stacked with sausage and egg, biscuit and gravy, or a country fried steak biscuit. With Hardee's 2 for $5 mix and match breakfast, you get double the breakfast goodness for just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only, tax not included. Price and participation may vary.
Morehead State kicks off, and it'll go out of bounds, and USD gets a break there as it's first and 10 from the 35-yard line. Wide outs, 2 to the left side, a wing to the left, wide out to the right. They give it to Williams. Williams shakes and bakes, trying to get it off the outside, and knocked out of bounds at the 35-yard line, gets back to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play.
Great east-west pursuit by Morehead State. Jaleel Holmes really strung that play out, gave a couple of his defensive backs an opportunity to come in and make the stop. Caleb Lyons will get credit for the tackle. No gain on the play.
Second and 10 from their own 35-yard line. Now, if you're San Diego, you want to take some time off each drive. 2 wideouts to the right, 1 to the left. Williams is behind the quarterback. There's the fake. Nail works, throws it to the right side, and it's knocked out of bounds.
That'll bring up third and 10.
Everly again the target. He has been heavily targeted today seven times. He's made the catch on five of those opportunities, but that pass too tall, and Caleb Lyons was right there to push him out of bounds if he had been able to corral that football anyway.
Nikhil now 10 of 17, 169 yards, two interceptions in this game, no touchdowns. Third and 10.
Big third down for the Morehead State defense here.
From their own 35. Now Keel, with wideouts to both sides, gets the football on the snap. Going to run it, going to tuck it up to the 40, slides at about the 42-yard line.
They're actually going to say he started his slide back closer to the 40. So
they'll give him 5 yards, and it'll bring up fourth and five.
It was a good decision by Nankiel. He was forced out, but you got to be more aggressive and trying to pick up that first down.
Fourth and five for San Diego. And Corrales will drop back to punt the football. 13:27 left to play. Up, back to return it for Morehead State. There's the kick, high kick, up. Calls for the fair catch at the 23, 37-yard punt, and Morehead State will have the football. Timeout on the field, 13:16 left to play here in the fourth quarter. It's San Diego 14, Morehead State 11, and this is the Eagle Sports Network.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
With Owen Mundy turning the dials back at Eagle Network Control, I'm Jason Lent along with Tom Lewis and the rest of the Hee-Haw gang as Morehead State trying to get back in this game, trailing 14-11 with 13:16 left to play here in the fourth quarter.
You know, I've been told I draw flies, and as I look back over my left shoulder here in our broadcast studio, it's...
Yeah, we need a sponsor for our broadcast studio. I know we need air conditioning for our broadcast studio because it was hotter than Hades in there earlier. So, but I guess we can get Schabert. But I don't know. These other two. I didn't see any season tickets.
Nope.
Of course, you got a guy in here with his feet up on the seats. Yep. You know, not even his room. So...
I'm just thankful we've not been kicked out.
That's true. Oh, we'll stay here. They'll be gone. So, 14-11, San Diego leading Morehead State. Morehead State back in action next week as they take on Butler here at Jane Stadium. 2 o'clock will be the kickoff. Airtime at 1:30. First and 10 for Morehead State. Cravens fakes. Going to throw it long and overthrows the intended receiver.
Kyle Daly. Running down the right sideline, but that ball well overthrown and out of bounds. Position of the sun may be an issue here in the waning minutes of this game, Jason. The Eagle offense, as the receivers look back toward their quarterback, the sun will be behind them. So San Diego actually at a disadvantage offensively as far as where the sun is and the direction they're moving. Their receivers will be looking into the sun when they're on offense.
Second and 10. For Morehead State from their own 23-yard line. Cohen goes in motion. Cravens play action, drives, moves to the left side and runs it up to about the 31-yard line.
Really nice run by Carter, and he made that decision so quickly, saw the pocket collapse, did not hesitate, took it up the middle, saw a gap, and picked up some really nice yardage, 7-yard gain before Haney brought him down.
Third and three on the Morehead State 31, 12:35 left to play in the third quarter, 14-11 San Diego over Morehead State. Back to Craven's left, wide outs to both sides. Craven looks, going to try to set up for the little screen, and it's almost picked off. They were trying to get it to Harris.
Oh, Jerry Riggins just about came away with the pick right there.
It was a nice setup. They had the lineman out, and he just overthrows it. His touch this year has not been what we saw last year.
No, not overall.
Having trouble as Haney will drop back on a 4th-and-3, and Warren will punt the football again. Punt number 7 comes after an 11-punt situation 1 week ago. There's the kick. It's high, it's short, and it kicks out of bounds. Worst punt of the day for Kip Warren, 25 yards. And USD has great field position with 12:17 left to play.
Warren's 18th punt over
last two
games.
14-11, San Diego leading Morehead State. Terrells have the football when we return on the Eagle Sports Network.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing It Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy 4 styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
Well, after the 25-yard Kip Warren punt, he'll be 1st-and-10 for San Diego at their own 45-yard line. 12:17 left to play in the fourth quarter. San Diego 14, Morehead State 11. Big week coming up. Homecoming week. Boo Bash on Monday night. Say Boo to Drugs on Tuesday. On Wednesday, you have the trivia and the Brew and Gold at the Sawstone Brewing Company. On Thursday, you have the Chamber Luncheon and then the parade at 6 o'clock. Friday, you have the volleyball game at noon. Take off work and just come to the volleyball game. That'd be good. And you have the brick ceremony at 11 o'clock. A great ceremony to honor the people who have passed and also worked for Morehead State. And, of course, Saturday, football action, kickoff, 2 o'clock, airtime 1:30 on the ESN. 1st-and-10 for San Diego. At their own 45. Snap. They give it off to Williams on the left side. Across midfield. Across the 45. To the 40. Spins at the 35. And Isaiah Williams, 22 yards and a first down for San Diego.
Keenan Wolfe and Jaleel Holmes finally able to track him down. But looked like he lengthened his strides on that run. Jason was running with a lot of authority. Some nice cuts. A pirouette toward the end, and a great gain for Williams right there. He's over the 100-yard mark now in rushing with 117 on 21 carries today.
Very big position. Need to keep him out of the end zone. 1st-and-10 for the Morehead State 33. Eagles defensive back drops off the coverage. They give it to Williams again. He is hogtied and taken down for a loss.
That's more like it.
Loss of 4. Benza with a tackle for Morehead State.
I believe that's his second tackle for loss of the day.
2nd-and-14 for the Morehead State 37-yard line. They're taking some time each play. They're huddling as well. Saw Morehead State huddle in the first half and The Eagles do not usually run that offensive style. So two wideouts to the left, one to the right. Second and 14 for the Morehead State 37. Now Hill drops back. Going to throw it towards the end zone. It's out there to Reed. He catches the football. No, they say he's out of bounds.
Wow.
What an effort. And he is hurt.
Still down. Caleb Lyons on an island, man-to-man coverage along the near sideline. Nankeel put it right on the money. I'd love to see a replay of the attempted catch, Jason. I'm not convinced he was out of bounds.
Third and 14. They're still looking at Reed on the sidelines, and now we have a timeout for an injured player. 10:43 left to play here in the fourth quarter. It's San Diego 14, Morehead State 11. Back after this break on the Eagle Sports Network.
There's just something about home. Whether it's getting home at the end of the day, being greeted by your dog or kids, or sitting on the front porch visiting with friends and neighbors, there's no place like home. We love hometown community events and the special people who make this region home to each of us. That's the background to Hinton Mills Homegrown Feed. Hinton Mills Feed is made fresh in our meals daily and sourced with many ingredients grown by local farmers. Our feed is made with care by familiar faces, especially for you, our friends at home. Fresh, local, Hinton Mills.
Come celebrate Halloween all this week at Allen's IGA with these specially priced bargains. Fresh USDA lean ground beef from Chuck is just $3.99 a pound. Selected varieties of Maxwell House coffee is only $6.99 a can. And the large quart and a half carton of Our Family premium ice cream is just $4. These and over 100 specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA, downtown Morehead. IGA.
to 11, San Diego leading Morehead State. The Toreros third and 14 from the Morehead State 37. The Eagles dodged a bullet. It looked like Jasim Reed caught the football at about the 3-yard line. Officials rule him out of bounds, and he'll bring up a third and long.
Just took a look at the replay, Jason. He caught the football. Left foot was inbounds, right foot was out of bounds. It was a question of which foot came down first, and the officials decided the right foot came down before the left, and so they call it an incomplete pass.
And he was shaken up on the play, and that's thus results in a timeout, and it's what we're under with 12:17 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's been San Diego and Morehead State hooking up in a good one. The last few games of this series have been awful well played. We're showing the replay. Reed at the 6, jumps up. I don't know.
It's close.
So we're just trying to make sure the replay. Again, there's the rollout, and Nakiel is sacked for an 11-yard loss. Armstrong with the sack. And that's a big, big third down play for Morehead State.
Armstrong has come up big on a couple of plays here in the second half for Morehead State's defense.
Had the big play at Valpo.
Yep.
And now it's fourth and 25 for San Diego at the Morehead State 48.
Armstrong with 3 tackles today, 2 of those for loss.
He's come into his own late. Nakiel put the football on the ground. It looked like Krizik might have came up with it, but they'll say he was down before the ball came loose. Corrales with the punt. High punt called for a fair catch at the 11-yard line. So a 37-yard punt by Corrales. Up, called for the fair catch. Pass the football. Morehead State will have it first and 10. From their own 11-yard line. And guess what? We have another break in action. 9:47 left to play. It's San Diego 14, Morehead State 11, here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Hello, this is Beth Mays. As an assistant Commonwealth attorney for 7 years, I prosecuted the majority of the child sex abuse cases in this circuit. I received a national award from the American Bar Association for important law-related work for this country's children. I'm an advocate for your family. Please vote for me, Beth Mays, on November 7th, so I may continue to work hard for your children and your families. Paid for by citizens to elect Beth Lewis Mays, Circuit Judge John T. Lane, Treasurer.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
San Diego over Moorhead State, 14-11. Eagles Sports Network coverage of PFL action here on a Saturday evening. Glad to have you with us. Moorhead State hosting the homecoming game next week, taking on Butler, 2 o'clock kickoff. We'll be on the air at 1:30. After being gone for three straight weeks, we're back home for two straight weeks, and that'll be good before Davidson comes to town on the 11th and on the 18th. Moorhead State will travel Presbyterian to close out the regular season. By then, you'll have basketball going and everything else going.
Yep.
Soccer plays when, Matthew?
This Thursday.
Don't know who. Oh, okay, so they made it to the semifinals. So that'll be a good run for the soccer. So they're taking a look at the play. They can't review it, I don't think, but that was close. Uh-oh, here we go. We got another angle. The catch. Oh, he was out of bounds. He was out of bounds. So now Moorhead State will go for it, and there's the pass intended for Klein, and it is broken up.
Nice play by cornerback Amir Wallace, man coverage. Step for step, got the hand up and punched that ball away at the last moment. Good effort by Cravens on the pass. Well defended.
Yeah, had one of his better touches. Second and 10 for the Moorhead State 11-yard line. Two wideouts to the left. One wideout to the right. Cravens with one back. That's Harris in the backfield. Drops back. Rolls to the right side. Now throws it over the middle. Cohen with the catch. Gets up to about the 25-yard line.
That was a dangerous pass back across the middle, and Zamir Wallace nearly was able to come up with the pick. But Cohen, a nice catch up around his right shoulder, and picked up some extra yardage and a first down.
Gain of 15, first and 10 from the 26. Cravens again, throws it long, throws it deep, throws it incomplete. And it'll be second down and 10 from the Moorhead State 26-yard line.
No chance for anybody to catch that football.
Cravens now on the game. 16 of 36, 157 yards. Third and 10. From the 26, Cravens in the shotgun, hurried, throws out, intended for Cohen. That'll be incomplete. Really wasn't Cravens' fault there because he was hassled as soon as he got the football. He had a lot of pressure, and he tried to get it out to Cohen, and just out of his reach, incomplete. Third and 10 for Moorhead State. From their own 26-yard line.
To pick up a first down and keep this drive alive would be monumental right here.
Cravens drops back. Two wideouts left, one to the right. Harris is to his right in the backfield and up. Takes a step before the snap. And that'll be a penalty against Ryan Up. A 5-yard penalty for false start.
Lined up in the slot here to the near side, and like you said, took that step about a beat before the snap.
Third and 15 from the Morehead State 21. Daly and up to the left side. Now Armour comes to the left side as well. So you have triple wideouts to the left side. Harris in the backfield to the left side. Strong left for Morehead State. Cravens from the shotgun. Four-man defensive front. Rolls to the right side. Getting pressured. Needs to just throw it away. Oh, he was just intended for Daly, but Daly was rode hard and put up wet as they get an incomplete pass.
Eric Haney on the coverage. I'm with you. I thought Haney was over the back before the ball got there.
Well, he rode him for two or three steps. So it'll be a fourth and 15 situation for Morehead State. And Mr. Reliable, Kip Warren, will come in. This will be his eighth punt of the afternoon for Morehead State. Fourth and 15 from their own 21. Warren, high kick, short kick, hits at the 47 of Morehead and rolls dead at the 50-yard line. Right at the 50-yard line. 29-yard punt by Warren. Last two punts not been up to par for Kip Warren.
His 19th punt since 7 o'clock last Saturday night.
So it'll be USD getting it first and 10 from right at midfield. Does the defense have one more hold in them, one more drive that they could hold USD out of the end zone and then get some offensive help late in this fourth quarter?
I'd take a defensive score.
Okay. First and 10. San Diego Williams right up the middle. Down to the Morehead State 46. Gain of 4. That'll bring up 2nd and 6. Williams on the afternoon. 23 carries for 117 yards and 1 touchdown. He's been the workhorse.
Sure has. Kobe Dial and Kenneth Schaffner with the tackle for Morehead State there up the middle.
Morehead State brings 3 players on the field late. 2nd and 6 from the 48. They'll bring 2 backs to the backfield. 2nd and 6. They'll give it to Williams. Williams breaks to the right side, and he'll be down to about the 43-yard line.
Eagles looked a little bit confused before that snap, but they recovered, and decent gain, but nothing back-breaking by any stretch there. Noah Benza led the gang tackle for MSU.
Isaiah Williams with the gain of 5. He'll bring up 1st and 10 for San Diego. Oh, excuse me, 3rd and 2. Movement on the line, no call. They give it to Williams again. Williams gets the first down up the middle to about the 36-yard line. They'll officially call it the 37.
Kapora Ellis with we're seeing a replay after his last punt. Kip Warren was very ginger getting off of the field.
First and 10 for San Diego. The ball at the Morehead State 37-yard line. They go from the right hash, going left to right here in the fourth quarter. Wide out to each side, a wing that comes in motion from the right to the left side. McKeel will hand off to Williams. Williams trying to shake it to the outside. Stops, cuts back in, and falls down. And he's at the 37-yard line. They may give him one.
Keenan Wolf didn't actually touch him, but Wolf did a tremendous job moving laterally and would not let Williams turn the corner and pick up good positive yardage.
No gain on the play. That'll bring up 2nd and 10 from the Morehead 37. Clock running with 6:30 left to play here in the fourth quarter. 14-11, San Diego leading Morehead State. McKeel from the shotgun. Drops back. Looks. Heaves it towards the end zone. Reed catches it and out of bounds at the 6. This time, he's in bounds. And that'll be a long pass. 29 yards and a first down for San Diego, and that might be the nail in the coffin for Morehead State.
Well, it's not over yet, but it's not looking great. Lions, again, man-to-man coverage. That time he got bumped off a little bit by Reed, but not enough to warrant a flag, and first and goal now
from the 7. McKeel, 11 of 19, 199 yards.
Feel like you've got to keep him out of the end zone here, Jason.
Williams in the backfield. McKeel hands it to Williams. Williams off the left tackle, drives, hits his own man, and falls inside the 5 to the 4. Looks like his own man got him. That was Rael Mitchell that he ran into.
Wolf will get credit for the tackle as he wrapped him around the shins to bring him down, but you're right, he was really hampered by one of his own blockers. Still picked up 3 and makes it second and goal from the 4.
Clock with 5:15 on a moving clock. The sun in the face of the Morehead State defense. They're trying to shade their eyes. Second and goal, the Morehead State 4. Mitchell at the quarterback from the wildcat position. He tucks it, runs to the right side, trying to get outside. Nice job defensively by Morehead State.
Lions and Nolan White did a great job of denying the edge. No gain on the play.
Third and goal for San Diego from the Morehead State 4-yard line.
Lions lost his helmet, so has to come off the field for a play.
Williams comes back in the game for San Diego. Now Hill looks over the defense now before he calls the play. Letting the clock run. Play clock at 25, game clock at 4:38. 14-11, San Diego over Morehead State. They break the huddle with 13 seconds on the play clock. Morehead State lines up, 4-man defensive front. Williams in the backfield. From the shotgun, they give it to Williams. Williams off the right side, goes up the middle, and he'll be stopped. And that'll bring up 4th and goal from the 2.
Armstrong, another big stop. Noah Benza in there as well. Positive yardage, but still kept short of the goal line. And a big decision here for San Diego. Do you go for it, or do you take the chance on a field goal?
I think you take the field goal.
And that's what they appear to be doing.
Aiden Lehman will attempt the point after. Zane Fuller is the long snapper. And the holder is Corrales. There's the kick. It's up. And the 20-yard field goal is good. A 9-play, 48-yard drive. It took 5:03 off the clock. And San Diego leads Morehead State 17-11. We'll come back with more after this. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Lehman kicks the kickoff for San Diego from the left to the right, and it goes into the end zone, and it'll give Morehead State pretty good field position. First and 10 from their 25-yard line.
Lehman, a little bit of adrenaline pumping there. I think the first touchback of the game.
So if you're Morehead State, still have an opportunity. If you get down and score, the touchdown will tie it up. The point after will be 18 points. And you could win this sucker in the last 3 minutes and 37 seconds.
And again, those who haven't been listening most of the day. Morehead State, in 15 previous tries, has never beaten San Diego.
Cravens from the shotgun. Two wideouts left, two wideouts right. Drops back, overthrows his receiver, and that'll be incomplete. Cravens now 16 of 38, 157 yards, and I would say out of the 38 incompletions, 10 of them been overthrown.
Harrison Cohen was the intended receiver on that play.
So it'll be second and 10. Cravens from the shotgun. Wideouts to both sides. Craven gets the football, throws it. Caught by Klein. Klein gets up and knocked out of bounds at the 32-yard line. Gain of 7, and they'll bring up 3rd and 3 for Morehead State.
Eagles only 3 of 12 converting third downs today.
Klein did a nice job trying to get the first down and threw out of bounds. It'll be 3rd and 3 from their own 32-yard line. Two wideouts left, one right. Harris is alone back. Craven from the shotgun. Looks. Cuts back, and he is stood up, and they're trying to reach him out to the 35-yard line. He scrambles up the middle for 2 yards. That'll bring up 4th and 1. You have to get the offensive lineman credit there.
Yeah.
Because he just kind of took him by the shoulder pads and said, come on, I'm going to drag you here. They're going to give you as much launch of me. So don't touch your knee. And he gets 2. It'll be timeout San Diego. 2:31 left to play here in the 4th quarter. It's San Diego 17, Morehead State 11. Back after this on the Eagles Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a 3-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
From the shotgun, on a 4th and 2, Cravens goes around the left side, gets 12 yards and a first down. Eric Haney with the tackle for San Diego. Big 1st and 10 situation for Morehead State from their own 45. Two wideouts to the right side, one to the left. Harris, the lone setback beside Cravens, and he is trying to throw it and get away, and
that could be grounding.
Now the line judge comes in. Let's see if he'll throw the flag. As you said, Tom, it can
Cravens,
be.
Yeah, Cravens dropped straight back. He wasn't out of the tackle box.
And there will be a penalty. Loss of down. Intentional grounding. So it'll be a penalty against Morehead State, only the 5th penalty against the Eagles. 2nd and 9 from the 47. A loss of 1 on the play total. So 2nd and 22 for Morehead State. Cravens works to the right side. 2 minutes left to go. Throws it. Caught by Up. And it gets almost back to the 44. Let's see. It's not a great sideline view. They get up to the 44-yard line.
44. Wick Ware from his outside linebacker spot was a little slow getting over to Up, but the momentum carried up out of bounds as he was backpedaling.
Third and 12 from the 44-yard line. Wide outs, three to the left, one to the right. They throw it over the middle, caught by Armour, and he is down inside USD territory to the 48-yard line.
But still shy of a first down and fourth down coming up.
Gain of six on the play, so it'll be fourth and long. Fourth and six, Morehead State 1-1 going on fourth down situations in this afternoon's game. 1:33 left to play. This is a ball game, Tom.
Yep, have to convert here.
Fourth and six, fourth and four officially from the 48. Cravens drops, hits, and throws it off the hands of Up. Or I don't think it got to his hands. I think it was just a bad pass again. But that'll be turning over on downs, and that probably will do it for Morehead State. First and 10 for San Diego from their own 48-yard line. Just threw it out of his reach.
The Eagles do have all three timeouts remaining.
1:17 left to play here in the fourth quarter. It's San Diego 17, Morehead State 11.
So the Toreros likely need to pick up at least one first down, but if they can do that, they've got this game in the bag.
Nakiel in the backfield from the shotgun. Williams on his right. They give it to Williams. Williams at the 50 into the Morehead State territory at the 49.
And Morehead State immediately calls a timeout after the tackle by Whittington and Armstrong.
So a gain of 3 yards. We'll bring up second and seven for San Diego.
Only 4 seconds ran off the clock on that play.
All at the Morehead State 49-yard line. Toreros with 330 total yards this afternoon. Morehead State with 201. Morehead State with 31 yards rushing. Toreros with 131 yards rushing this afternoon.
134 from Williams. The rest of the team combined is in negative territory.
Not a bad afternoon for Isaiah Williams.
No.
30 attempts, 134 yards, one touchdown. Let's see what Morehead State can dial up defensively. Second and seven from the Morehead State 49. A heel from the shotgun. Gets the football, gives it to Williams. Williams off the left tackle, still on his feet, and drop at about the 46-yard line. Timeout, Morehead State.
Andre Nolan White credited for that tackle.
It'll be third and four from the 46 after the gain of three by Williams. Adds to his total.
Nolan White now with 4 tackles on the day. Keenan Wolf leads the way for MSU with 8 tackles. Krizak with 7.
17-11, San Diego over Morehead State. 1:07 left to play in the contest. San Diego facing a third and four from the Morehead State 46-yard line.
Eagles with one more timeout.
So if you're San Diego, you can't throw the ball.
No.
You have to run the football. McKeel with Williams in the backfield with him. From the pistol, 2 wideouts right, 1 wideout left. They give it to Williams. Williams hit at the line, dropped back, and dropped at the midfield marker. Nice job by Morehead State, and they take a timeout. The ball back at the 49 for a loss of 3.
It was Armstrong again with phenomenal penetration. He set up that tackle. Nolan White will actually get credited for the stop, but it was because of the initial penetration from Armstrong that forced Williams to hesitate, and then the fellow linebacker Nolan White came in and cleaned it up for a loss on the play.
Williams now 31 carries, 134 yards, and one touchdown, but it's fourth and seven for San Diego. The ball at the Morehead State 49-yard line. 63 seconds to play. Morehead State without a timeout. San Diego with one timeout remaining. 17-11. Punt formation for Corrales and the Toreros. Sixth punt of the afternoon for Corrales. Up to return it for Morehead State. Drops back at the five. Drops the football, and it'll be Morehead State keeping the possession. Now with 55 seconds to play, Morehead State 96 yards away from pay dirt.
Wow. With less than a minute to go.
And no timeouts. But we saw last week, Drake came to town. Drake took over from their 13-yard line with 48 seconds to play and drove downfield against San Diego and then won it with a Hail Mary on the game's last play. So it can be done.
It can be done.
And it can be done in San Diego. But if it happens for the second straight week, you better put Coach Moore on suicide watch.
Oh, gosh.
Cravens, first and 10. Drops back in the end zone, throws it to the right side, and neither of the receiver in the area, and that'll be an incomplete pass.
Great pressure up the middle from the Torero defense right in Cravens' face, and he had to get rid of the ball more quickly than he wanted to.
Cravens, 20 of 44, 170 yards. Second and 10 for the Morehead State 4-yard line. Harris to the left side, three wideouts to the right side. One to the left. Cravens hit as he throws the football. It's caught at the 14-yard line. That is up with the catch. Up with his eighth catch of the afternoon. And the completion for 11 yards. Cravens was pushed as he released the football. First and 10 for Morehead State at their own 25-yard line. Completion up again. They're trying to keep up from getting up toward getting up as kind of delaying him, and it'll be a 20-yard pass play for up. Second and 3. Cravens to the left side. Armor up to the 42-yard line. Gain of 7. Mikey has played more and caught more passes today than he came in to it with. Armor.
Giving 4 catches for 25 yards today.
So Cravens, 2nd and 3 from the 42. 29 seconds to play. Cravens with Harris to his right. 3 wideouts to the right side, 1 to the left. He goes out, and it is picked off at the 41-yard line. And he's going to go down the left sideline. He's going to go all the way for the touchdown. San Diego with 16 seconds to play.
Amir Wallace.
Not what you needed.
Nope, the grad student cornerback. Experience, underthrown football. Sure-handed, make sure he had possession, and then took it to the house down the left sideline.
Morehead State had moved the football pretty well on that last drive. 16 seconds to play. They haven't put the points on the board. I wonder why.
No
sign
of a flag.
Did he step out of bounds?
That may be.
Must have stepped out of bounds.
They're marking the ball at the 20-yard line of MSU.
So, all they have to do is down it once. They'll go out of the victory formation. First and 10. From the Morehead State 20-yard line. There's the snap, there's the kneel down, and the clock will run off, and San Diego will escape again against Morehead State. The Toreros 17, the Eagles 11. We'll start our post-game show after this two-minute break. Once again, your final score, it's San Diego 17, Morehead State 11, and this is the Eagles Sports Network.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place. At Morehead State University. All to help you
Soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
We know you'd rather not be listening to an ad, but if you have to, a mini ad is better. Maybe even a Pepsi mini ad. Still all the flavor of the full-size thing, just minier. Pepsi Minis. That's what I like.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has a new, better flavor. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Welcome back. The Eagle postgame show. San Diego surviving this afternoon over Morehead State 17-11. With the win, San Diego is now 2-6 on the season, 2-3 in the PFL. Morehead State falls to 3-5 overall, 2-3 in the NFL. While we have time, let's step out 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
You're listening to Morehead State University football on the flagship station of Eagle Athletics, WIVY Morehead and WMST Mount Sterling.
17-11, your final score. Tom Lewis will come back. He'll take a look at the scoring and recap the stats when we return on the Eagle Sports Network.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
There's a new flavor coming out of the Hardee's Craft Kitchen, Nashville Hot Chicken. Juicy 100% white meat chicken dipped in buttermilk, hand-breaded and seasoned to bring the heat. Try the crispy, spicy goodness in chicken tenders on a famous Hardee's made-from-scratch biscuit or a sandwich. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Hardee's new Nashville Hot Hand-Breaded Chicken is goodness in the making. For limited time at participating restaurants, exclusions may apply by time of day.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Morehead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Well, for the third straight year, Morehead State and San Diego go right down to the wire in PFL football action. And for the third straight year, in one-score games, Morehead State falls just a little bit short against the Toreros. Today's final in San Diego, 17-11. We'll take a look at your scoring. It started at the 107 mark remaining in the first quarter when Isaiah Williams took it in from 2 yards out. The Aiden Lehman point after was good, and it was 7-0. San Diego. Morehead State answered at the 8-11 mark in quarter number two. Nathan Hazlett, a 24-yard field goal, and it was 7-3 San Diego, and that was our score as we went to the halftime locker room. San Diego got off to a great start with a drive that took up the better part of the third quarter. They had the ball up until the 6-minute 35 mark, and at that point, Mankiel took it in himself, their quarterback, from 6 yards out. Lehman's point after good, 14-3 San Diego. Morehead State again answered with its only touchdown of the day at the 14:56 mark of the final quarter. Carter Cravens, a 2-yard run, and the 2-point conversion as Cravens took that in as well, cut the lead back down to 3 for San Diego, 14-11. And then the final score of the game, Aiden Lehman, a 19-yard field goal with 3:37 to go. That made it 17-11 San Diego. Morehead State had a couple of other one other chance after that, could not get it done. Carter Cravens was intercepted on Morehead State's final possession, and San Diego escapes with the 17-11 victory today. Take a quick look at some of the final stats. USD 330 total yards, Morehead State 239, 199 yards through the air for the Toreros, the Eagles 208 yards passing, 131 yards rushing for San Diego. Morehead State again struggled on the ground, only 31 yards rushing today. Penalties a big deal for the Toreros, 13 of them for 99 yards. Morehead State flagged 5 times for 27 yards. First down, 16 for Morehead State, 15 for USD. Time of possession, again, huge. 38 minutes, 42 seconds of offense for San Diego. Morehead State had the ball for only 21 minutes and 2 seconds this afternoon. Individually, Mankiel, 11 of 19 for 199 yards passing for USD. He was picked off twice, did not throw a touchdown. Morehead State's Carter Cravens was 22 of 47 through the air, 208 yards, and he was picked off once. San Diego's rushing game, really, it was all Isaiah Williams today. As usual, 31 carries, 134 yards, including a touchdown run. And Rial Mitchell added 19 yards on 7 carries. For Morehead State, Carter Cravens, the quarterback, the leading rusher again today, 27 yards on 8 carries, including a touchdown. Harris, 5 carries for 5 yards. James Lewis lost a yard on 3 attempts and left early with an injury. In the receiving department, Heverly with 5 catches for 74 yards for USD. Reed, 4 grabs for 93 yards, including a big 41-yard grab down the stretch. Smith and Mitchell with 1 catch each. Ryan Up, a pretty big day for Morehead State, 89 yards on 9 catches, a long of 20. Klein, 4 catches for 30 yards. Armour, 4 for 25. Daly, 3 for 31. Rawls and Cohen each had a catch as well. Again, your final score, San Diego 17, Morehead State 11. We'll come back and continue our postgame coverage right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Line X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Morehead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMorehead.com.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Now you can enjoy your McDonald's breakfast faves with a savory steak patty. Start your morning off right with a steak, egg, and cheese bagel, steak, egg, and cheese McMuffin, steak, egg, and cheese biscuit, or other breakfast faves at participating McDonald's.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Seventeen to 11, San Diego beats Moorhead State this afternoon in Pioneer Football League action. Our player of the game, Kip Warren, a punter. He deserves it. He's punted the ball 19 times in the last two games, averaging about 38, 39 yards a kick. So Kip Warren is our Moorhead State player of the game. We'll come back, check the PFL scoreboard, and wrap things up after this. Once again, San Diego 17, Moorhead State 11 on the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Plumbingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Seventeen to 11, San Diego beats Moorhead State this afternoon. Moorhead State falls to 3-5 on the season, 2-3 in the PFL. San Diego improves to 2-6 on the season, 2-3 in the PFL. Scoreboard action from this afternoon in the PFL. It's Davidson leading Presbyterian at the end of the first half, 31-13. Butler over Valparaiso this afternoon, 17-7. Drake down Stetson, 33-7. St. Thomas beat Marist, 49-14. And, of course, San Diego beat Moorhead State, 17-11. Next Eagle broadcast will be next Saturday, homecoming for Moorhead State as Butler will come to town. 2 o'clock kickoff will be on the air. Chuck Mraz will be back, and we'll be on the air at 1:30 here on the ESN. I'd like to thank everybody involved today. Owen Mundy, Ian Corbin back at the station producing, Tom Lewis, my right-hand man, and Matthew Schaefer, the athletic media relations director at Moorhead State. Once again, your final score, San Diego extends the win streak to 16 straight games against Moorhead State. It's San Diego 17 and Moorhead State 11. For everyone involved, I'm Jason Blanton. Have a good one, and this is the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Moorhead State University football on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU football broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Giovanni's, MSU, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, the Kentucky Lottery, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Healy Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Moorhead State University football on the Eagle Sports Network.